breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump has signed a couple of executive orders aimed at reining in birthright citizenship and birth tourism. The president says the nation's highest court leaves him with no choice but to take this action.
We had a very unfortunate decision in the Supreme Court concerning birthright. It was close, but a very, very unfortunate decision. So we're making adjustments because it's very unfair.
A New Mexico court is ordering Instagram and Facebook parent Meta to pay $567 million to address the harm its platforms inflict on young people. Meta disagrees, vows to appeal. It's a scientific breakthrough that's fraught with possibilities for good and otherwise. Researchers say they've managed to design new viruses using artificial intelligence.
We already know that generative AI tools have done things like help design new vaccines and helped design new antibiotics for treating drug-resistant infections. But this really feels like quite a significant step up, because now instead of just designing one single compound, one little protein, this is actually the whole genome, the entire genetic code of a virus that is being developed completely from scratch and producing something that is actually viable at the end of it. That is a big step up.
The BBC's James Gallagher says it's hoped this could lead to new drugs, more effective treatments. The downside, the possibility of new deadlier bioweapons. At least a half dozen people are dead, several wounded, a shooting at a high school near Bangkok. Thai police say the student gunman is dead. The man accused of starting one of the devastating Spokane wildfires allegedly told investigators that fire is powerful and beautiful. His lawyer seeking a competency exam. On Wall Street, the Dow futures are up 4 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 137, and the S&P futures are up 13 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-555-2085. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-555-2085. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-555-2085. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-555-2085 or biglou.com.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 6:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
PW Parkway northbound is a little bit slow. It was late lifting construction. They were doing some repaving just above Route 32. It was back pretty heavily, and it's still slow a little bit through there, so they may be clearing. I'll keep an eye on that, but right now, if you're traveling through there, be prepared on 295 northbound. There's been a pedestrian accident, Cecil County in Elkton, and Route 40 is affected both ways at Route 213, so you'll have a local detour there. The investigation is underway. Nothing major right now at the tunnels. Good start for the Beltway with the lanes open. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, very hot and humid today with temperatures in the low 90s, feel like temperatures in the 100s, plus a chance for some late day showers and storms. Some showers linger tonight with temperatures in the muggy low 70s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
72 degrees in Nottingham, 73 in Abingdon. At 6:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Maryland Republicans have filed a lawsuit to block a constitutional amendment on redistricting from appearing on the November ballot. The Maryland Freedom Caucus, Senate Republican leadership, and Mike Howell with the Oversight Project filed the lawsuit in Anne Arundel County Circuit Court Thursday. In a post on X, the plaintiffs alleged that in their haste to rush a constitutional amendment onto the ballot, the General Assembly violated numerous existing statutes governing the legislative process and ballot placement. And the beaver that bit a 19-year-old fisherman at Cunningham Falls State Park on Wednesday has tested positive for rabies. It's the second beaver to test positive at the park in 2 weeks. On July 26, a 13-year-old boy was attacked in a swimming area at Hunting Creek Lake, and that beaver tested positive for rabies. As a result of the attacks, the Hauk Day Use Area boat ramp and the Big Hunting Creek above the lake are closed until officials can confirm the areas are safe for visitors. The winning Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 633, the pick 4, 3842. It's 6:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Contractors, Sean Casey here. Do your customers expect you to have the right answers when it's time to choose cabinets and countertops? Mike and the team at Elegant Kitchen and Design can help. They'll work with you and your clients to find the right look, the right materials, and price for the project, with personal service from start to finish. Visit their Baltimore County showroom on East Joppa Road or go to elegantkd.com. That's elegantkd.com. And tell Mike and the team, Sean Casey sent you.
The American Bullion Center in Timonium pays the highest cash price for U.S. gold, silver, and your coin collections. Even though the price of gold and silver changes daily, your coin collections are at record high prices. The American Bullion Center will pay the highest cash price for all your gold, sterling, silver, and U.S. coins. The American Bullion Center is located at 2334 York Road in Timonium, just north of the fairgrounds and just south of Pedonia Road. Phone 410-825-2334, license 2528. That's the American Bullion Center.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Sports at 6:05, brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, offering same-day service. Mention my name and get a $99 AC tune-up from the Comfort Guys, my guys. It was a strange game yesterday at Camden Yards. Well, that was a home run that we don't have from Zach Neto, a three-run shot, and that was the big hit of the game as the Angels win it 3-1. The strange part was that the Birds had eight walks and a hit batsman, and none of them scored, leaving eight on base and going 0-for-3 with runners in scoring position in a disheartening 4-1 loss to the Angels, summed up succinctly in the postgame by the manager.
Eight walks, hit by pitch, we just couldn't get that big hit that we needed.
And the worst part of all, with the Guardians' loss to the Mets yesterday, the Birds blow a chance to move into a tie for third place in terms of the wild card. Meanwhile, out at Ravens training camp, head coach Jesse Minter noting the spirit with which the Ravens practiced yesterday in the heat.
Had a really good physical, a little chippy practice, especially in the heat. The sun coming off of a rain practice yesterday doesn't get much better than that, being able to go from one element to the other. I love the competitiveness.
And the NFL season opened last night with the Hall of Fame game in Canton. As preseason games go, this one was pretty good. Panthers 33, Cardinals 30, the winning touchdown scoring as time expired. Coming up in 30 minutes, the Ravens welcome a special guest to Owings Mills. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. For dependable heating and air conditioning in Baltimore, I trust Farnan and Dermer, keeping homes comfortable for 125 years. When your system breaks down, no matter what the season, they offer same-day service most companies can't do. If you're thinking about upgrading, get interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems, plus BGE rebates up to $3,000 on high-efficiency units. Tell them Gary sent you, and get an AC tune-up for only $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys, and they're my guys.
From Cockeysville to Sykesville, from Churchville to Crownsville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Casey and Company starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County, the right choice for Maryland.
I just got three things to say. God bless our troops. God bless America. And gentlemen, start your engine!
Top of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is Casey and Company, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, 99.9 FM in Hartford County, the right choice for Maryland. It is a Friday as we head into the weekend. And it is August the 7th. Coming up on the show this hour is the Democrat nominee for Senate in Michigan, El Sayed, connected to terrorists. We'll explore that today. Teen thugs running wild all over the Baltimore metro, Arundel County, in Canton, and on National Night Out. But our top story here for you this morning, the Maryland Freedom Caucus has filed a lawsuit
to block the redistricting amendment recently that was passed just the other day in just about 32 hours of breakneck speed here in the General Insane Asylum special session. So the Freedom Caucus, working with the Oversight Project, have now filed this lawsuit yesterday. And again, this is a the Oversight Group. It's in Anne Arundel County Circuit Court, naming the Maryland State Board of Elections, Secretary of State Susan Lee, Attorney General Anthony Brown, Governor Wes Moore as defendants. Among the plaintiffs are members of the MFC, including several delegates, as well as Senate Minority Leader Steve Hershey and others. The complaint asked the court to declare the amendment was improperly placed on the ballot and to issue an injunction preventing election officials from certifying, printing, or counting votes on the measure this November. The plaintiffs argue that the General Insane Asylum ignored newly implemented election law, Senate Bill 29. Here is Senator Minority Leader Steve Hershey.
Maryland General Assembly was not following its own law that we all agreed to in our session back in January through April. It was called Senate Bill 29 that talked about plain language, and it also provided a timeline on when a ballot question had to be into the State Board of Elections and to the Secretary of State, had to be vetted, verified, and even gone to the public for a 15-day public notice, public comment period, and then brought back before it was certified to be on the ballot. All of that we agreed to, and what they tried to do in this special session was essentially eliminate that, circumvent it completely by putting some fancy language in there.
Delegate Matt Morgan, chairman of the Freedom Caucus, said the group believed the General Assembly abused the constitutional amendment process, and I quote, Annapolis Democrats spent taxpayer dollars on the special session for one reason, to rewrite the Maryland Constitution and to eliminate the last remaining Republican congressional seat, end of quote. During an interview with Fox 45's In-Depth with Mackenzie Frost, she asked the Senate President-elect Bill Ferguson as to the confusing ballot language.
Looking at some of the criticism and concern that we heard throughout the last couple of days with this special session, one issue was the language itself that will appear on the ballot. Are you satisfied that it's clear and that Marylanders will be able to understand exactly what they're being asked to vote on?
I think it's incredibly clear. I think this was a bit of a red herring. You know, I understand the opponents and my friends on the other side of the aisle have strong beliefs that they don't want to see this move forward. I get that. I think the language is actually extremely clear.
The lawsuit also argues the proposed ballot language fails to meet Maryland law because it does not adequately explain the practical effect of a yes or no vote and could mislead voters. The claim argues the amendment doesn't include the impact of the notwithstanding clause that overrides existing election law. Steve Hershey had his reaction to the ballot language.
The proposed constitutional amendment clarifies that certain standards in the Maryland Constitution apply only to districts used to elect members of the General Assembly. Okay, is that what everybody thinks we've spent the last 32 hours in Annapolis doing, was talking about district for General Assembly members? Of course not. That's not why we were there. So it is intentionally confusing.
Yeah, that's by design. It is supposed to be deceptive and confusing because that's what ballot issues and ballot language, especially when Democrats are in control. Okay, we got more of this coming up, your calls and comments as well. 6:13, traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the King, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
It's a good start for the Beltway on the west side. Looking at it live, moving south from 795 Liberty Road all the way down to Wilkins Avenue. No problems there. The Parkville side, the last couple of days has been fairly quiet early, and it is now as well, and the interloop at Green Spring is doing okay. Now, we did have some overnight construction. It was late lifting. It's now wrapped up, and the contractor is clearing everything from the roadway. It was on the BW Parkway northbound after Route 32, and at 5:30, we had a heavy backup there. Most of that now is gone. You're heading up into Cecil County and into Elkton. A pedestrian accident still shutting down Route 40 right at the intersection at Route 213. There's a local detour underway. Both the tunnels right now are clear, both on 95 and 895 southbound. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. It is going to be hot and humid again today. Low 90s. Heat index in the hundreds. Chance for late day showers and storms again. Right now, sunny. 76 in Annapolis. 71 in Ellicott City. Time for some one-liner news. A Senate panel has voted to hold Dr. Anthony Fauci in contempt of Congress, and the case has been referred to the Justice Department. Fauci's reaction says, well, good luck with that. You're going to have 17 boosters if you're going to come into my house. Good luck getting the handcuffs on me from 6 feet away. And you have to wear masks as well. So.
There you go. You know ain't nothing going to happen with that.
Exactly.
Put on a mask.
Yeah. Nothing.
I agree with you. Again, there's such a double standard. First it was Chipotle. Now Qdoba has removed jalapenos from the menu.
Oh,
over
yeah.
fears of an outbreak of salmonella. That's a bad, but the good news here is we're no longer talking about explosive diarrhea.
That's yeah. bad, especially yeah. when you're sitting on the JFX in a backup.
Oh!
Don't say backup.
No, don't. That's the opposite.
NFL preseason now officially underway after Thursday night's Hall of Fame game. So it's here, NFL season. Why is it the Hall of Fame game? Nobody on the field last night is going to be in the Hall of Fame, right? Most of them won't even make the practice squad.
Nice.
Caitlin Clark has been selected finally to represent the U.S. women on the national team. Her teammates will welcome her with an elbow to the face.
Yep.
As, they have
well, they're after her big time.
Oh, big time is right. And Sophie Cunningham now, too.
Yeah.
According to leading health experts, the fitness goal of taking 10,000 steps per day has no basis in science.
No None. Way! Yeah. No. It's all over the place.
What, did Dr. Fauci come up with that?
It's El Crapo.
Miss North Carolina, USA, has been stripped of her title after allegedly racist social media posts have resurfaced. Now, she used the N-word, but with the ending in the A, not the E-R.
Right.
Which is
but
pretty,
a lot of times.
Yeah, a lot of times. But
Why?
We also find out.
They use it in songs. I mean.
Well, she's actually Latino. She's Hispanic. She's not black.
Right.
But we find out that she actually told people not to vote for Kamala and is a Trump supporter. So maybe that has something to do with it as well.
I don't understand why you would even get into that knowing you're in that position.
Well, I think these were old posts. They weren't after she was Miss North Carolina.
Yeah.
Embarrassing moment on QVC yesterday. A woman there talking about a wig or hairpiece and accidentally, well, we know what she meant, but this is what she said.
I love to show the texture and this wave pattern. Again, it looks like you went and got a job at your blowout at your salon, and it looks beautiful.
She lost it after that. Tony Bratton is the QVC sales woman that meant to say blowout, but said something else.
So
instead.
I have to say, we were talking about guilty TV pleasures the other day, and I admitted one of mine is Real Housewives of New York, but another one is QVC. I do watch it a lot before bed because normally it's clean,
right?
And that was just that was a nice.
And you prefer
anyway.
The QVC over the other
political.
One? Is Home Shopping Network.
Home Shopping Network is boring.
Okay.
QVC is like the WCBM of home shopping. There's a lot more personality. There's some interesting comment. You never know what's going to happen on live TV. No,
we should be on there.
Overall, yeah.
Selling WCBM merchandise.
It's funny. They still some of their shows do still take callers. And the other night, I was just telling Chuck the other day that somebody called. They're like, okay, well, tell us your name and where you're calling from. And it was this lady, Maureen from Merlin. I was like, well, I believe. They're like.
You know, you say you're selling WCBM merchandise. I think we're already out of our keychains and pens, so I don't know how
well,
much
more
we do stock, and we'll go on there.
We would have.
Let's get a half an hour or so on there.
Right. Strange, awkward moment in New Zealand. A politician caught joining a video meeting from a bathroom with her underwear drying in the background.
What?
Here's Councillor Joe Gaylor.
Thank you. Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yeah, you might want to move your camera.
Why? Where is it?
Because I can see you're washing.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I'm just suggesting. But anyway, please.
Can you see me?
Yes, we can.
Oh, that's great. Okay, you can see my washing, you can see me. It's no problem. Okay, right.
There you have it. Only the British and the Australians and the New Zealanders would say stuff like washing. Yeah. Unmentionables, you know. Here in the mayor, we see your skivvies, or your tidy whiteies, or your granny panties, or whatever the case may be.
Oh, don't even go there.
That's
okay. Another story altogether.
But who does an interview in a bathroom with your underwear hanging in the background?
And well, who have, hangs
she should be run out of office immediately.
Who hangs your skivvies in the bathroom? I mean, just saying, unless it's a fine washable that you must leave. Who hangs their skivvies from the shower?
Where do you hang yours, Maggie?
I dry them.
Yeah.
Okay, in a dryer.
Right. Yeah, you wash them and you dry them.
Well, you don't use a clothesline out in the...
I do have a clothesline out there. I do. I got me a clothesline in the backyard.
I knew you did. That's why I brought
it up. Well, the one done blowed over a few years. I had to get a new one. We have the smaller one.
I had to get a new lawn.
That's right.
That's a line, just in case you don't know.
I don't get it.
That's the pronunciation he's going after.
Yeah, a line.
Ah!
Okay.
I put a line out there.
I thought you of all people would have gotten that. All right. And a couple, Chuck. We'll see you.
Yeah, man.
6:20, 20 minutes after the hour. I want to tell you about our friends Mayor and Mayor at Town Appliance. They are just amazing at Town Appliance. And, again, if you are a backyard griller, look, I love grilling. I grill almost all year round. And I know a lot of people like me just love grilling, just love the taste, love the, again, have all that great, you know, you can do anything on a grill pretty much, vegetables, meat, seafood, everything. And right now they've got a great deal on Hess. Weston, Weber, Coyote, Exo, and Lennox brands. Everything, over 70 different top brands for your ultimate backyard oasis. Go see Mayor or Mayor, either Mayor, Big Mayor, Little Mayor. They'll help you find the perfect fit and have offer your flexible financing options as well. So make Town Appliance your grilling headquarters. You won't be sorry. Visit them at townappliance.com for more information.
Trying to make sense of the markets? Looking to diversify out of all the craziness? Thinking about tangible assets like precious metals? Listen to The Gold Show with Michael Hayes right here on WCBM Sunday afternoon at 3 p.m. Stay up to date on retirement trends, how the IRA rollover process works, and why investors are turning to physical gold. Alan is a national talk show host with decades of experience in the markets. Tune in for Michael's insights and The Gold Show this Sunday afternoon at 3 p.m. on WCBM.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
Six twenty-two minutes after the hour, we are talking about the Maryland Freedom Caucus and the Oversight Project. This is one of perhaps many lawsuits, but the first one that was filed was yesterday, and it all has to do with the ballot language. And let me read to you the ballot language as we understand it to be, because this was in the actual bill 2100 that passed in the General Insane Asylum just the other day, and with a three-fifths majority. That's what makes it, again, had to be in both House and the Senate. And again, the words on the ballot when they pose the amendment will be for the constitutional amendment or against the constitutional amendment, not a yes or no, for or against. And here's how the amendment reads. The proposed constitutional amendment clarifies that certain standards in the Maryland Constitution apply only to districts used to elect members of the General Assembly, authorizes the General Assembly to grant original jurisdiction to the Supreme Court of Maryland to review the congressional districting plan of the state, and requires the criteria for boundaries of congressional districts to be determined by applicable federal laws. So we know what the ultimate goal here is, and that is to redraw the map for 1st District and to eliminate Republican representation and Andy Harris's seat. But that's not in here anywhere. And they say this does not draw the map itself. It just applies the standards only to the state legislature, and basically saying that the congressional districts will be chosen by the feds, not by this particular amendment. And it's pretty confusing for a lot of folks. 6:23, traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, the king of all traffic, Lug Nuts Johnson.
And a beautiful sunrise right at the Bay Bridge. If you're going eastbound, gorgeous right now through there. Will be a little bit of a problem as it comes up a little bit higher. So some of the traffic even south and east in the next hour or so, bright sunshine will be a factor for the ride. Still clear, good to go right here at both the Harbor Tunnels. 895 might have a little bit of a speed reduction right after O'Donnell Street, but the lanes are open, and then the junction downtown is clear at Camden Yards. All the lanes are open. 95 Russell Street, and coming into the Convention Center, the lanes are open on 395 northbound. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast for your Friday and the coming weekend. Hot, humid today, low 90s, heat index in the 100s, late day showers and storms, low 70s tonight. hot, humid, and again tomorrow. Pretty much the same routine all over again through the weekend. Right now we're looking at sunny and 70 in Reisterstown. Sunshine 76 in Ocean City. And again, we're talking about the lawsuit, Maryland Freedom Caucus Oversight Project, filed yesterday to stop House Bill 2100 from becoming the constitutional amendment after it was voted on by three-fifths in both the House and the Senate yesterday. Of course, we've heard from Senate Minority Leader Steve Hershey on both the ballot language and the Senate Bill 29 that he thinks they were in violation of. Mackenzie Frost also caught up with Electric Bill Ferguson on the standards that they said they needed to clarify in the Maryland state constitution on drawing maps.
That's what the language says, is do Marylanders believe that they should have the choice to say what the redistricting rules are? And so I think it's a very clear standard, and it gives Marylanders the opportunity to be a part of this larger debate that is incredibly important for American democracy moving forward.
But it doesn't say that. I mean, he was translating or making his interpretation of what the constitutional amendment says. We just read it to you. It says nothing about Maryland other than the for or against. That's the only choice you have, is to vote for this or against this. And we certainly recommend voting against it. And remember, the thing, the standards they're talking about here is that there has to be a clear contiguous. These are districts that have to be representative of the population of the state of Maryland. You cannot draw predominantly majority-minority districts on purpose, and that's what they've done in so many of these districts. I mean, you look at, but what they'll do is they'll pull the Cecil County will now get pulled into a different district, and of course the first district will now be drawn across the bay in pull in Anne Arundel County, which used to be a fairly red, reliable district, but over the last couple of years in election cycles and the domination and the dirty tricks of the Democrats, it has become more of a purple district. Yeah, you do have some Republicans that still get elected in Anne Arundel County, but that is changing. And we've seen it change in Baltimore County as well. I think the only maybe reliable conservative counties anymore, besides the western Maryland and parts of the eastern shore, with the exception maybe of Talbot, which has Easton, which is a liberal mecca, and of course Salisbury and down in Wicomico. I said you're looking at Carroll County and Harford County and Cecil County. Frederick now is also becoming more and more purple by the day. So, again, we're slowly watching the elimination of Republicans bit by bit, piece by piece. And it's being done because Democrats, A, have the power to do it, and B, that is their intention. They want to leave. And again, so look, people can make this madness stop. And we're taking a look now at there's going to be a massive effort to educate the voter on exactly what this constitutional amendment says going. Because let's face it, Democrats make up roughly 50%, maybe 51% or so of the electorate, whereas the Republicans and the unaffiliateds, or independents, if you will, make up roughly the other half, about 49% or whatever the case may be. I mean, we're just using rough estimates here. And I'd like to think that there are some old school Democrats, people who are registered Democrats so they can have a voice in the Democrat primary, that don't go along with this nonsense. This is the same Democrats that we've watched, vote for Bob Ehrlich and Larry Hogan and some other officials statewide. So if all the Republicans and unaffiliateds can unite, and with some of these crossover Democrats, we can defeat this. But it's going to take a massive Herculean effort to educate all the voters, number one. Number two, get them out to the polls. Get them out to vote. And that was abysmal during the primaries, where we had, I think, the worst turnout in history here in the state of Maryland for the Republican and Democrat primaries. And I know this is not a presidential year. It is a gubernatorial election year. So that's a big reason to get out and vote. And it also happens to be, now with this question to change the state constitution, and again, this could happen any, you know, to any party, to the Democrats, to, you know, any party could be, you know, locked out once you have a supermajority in any kind of legislature. So the worm can turn. I don't know if it's going to turn anytime soon in the state of Maryland, but it certainly can turn. And it has shown that it's done. Look, Republicans haven't been in control, I think, since what, maybe 1920? And if I remember correctly, Republicans have not been in control of the Maryland state legislature since 1920. So it's the Democrat machine is the one that is responsible for all of this madness and chaos. All right, coming up next after the 6:30 news, teen thugs running wild with absolutely no accountability throughout the Baltimore metropolitan area. Let's get some news headlines. Here's Maggie.
Thanks. Good morning. City police are investigating a murder in South Baltimore. Officers were called to the 500 block of Collender Street around 5:30 Thursday afternoon, where they found a man suffering from multiple gunshots to the body. The 25-year-old victim was taken to the hospital, where he was pronounced dead. And security officers for Baltimore City buildings went on strike Thursday, alleging safety violations and wage theft. The officers employed by Metropolitan Protective Services are contracted by the city to provide security for the Baltimore City Housing Authority and other municipal buildings. The employees rallied outside of City Hall. Derek Parks, the CEO of the security company, tells WJZ-TV that he met with a local council member to discuss the union's claims. He says he's done the job of the officers and would never put someone in a compromising position. He also commented on the allegation of wage theft, saying there has never been a pay issue. And Fox 45 reports with the help of an outside organization, Maryland Republican lawmakers are seeking to block a proposed constitutional amendment on congressional redistricting from appearing on the November ballot, arguing Democratic leaders violated state election law by rushing the measure through a special legislative session. The lawsuit filed Thursday by conservative oversight group in Anne Arundel County Circuit Court names the Maryland State Board of Elections, Secretary of State Susan Lee, Attorney General Anthony Brown and Governor Wes Moore as defendants. Among the plaintiffs are members of the Maryland Freedom Caucus, including Ryan Noraki, Lauren Arakan, Mark Fisher, Brian Chisholm, Robin Grammer, and Kathy Shalega. Senate Minority Leader Steve Hershey and Senate Minority Whip Justin Reedy are also involved. It's 6:31 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
I'm not one to say I told you so, but I switched to Pure Talk over a year ago, and ever since, I've been telling people there's no better wireless company out there. Well, a few months ago, a massive survey was conducted. 123,000 people were asked to rate their wireless carrier in four categories: coverage, support, data, and overall value. Well, the results are in. Guess which wireless company was the only wireless company to get 5 stars in every category? Yeah, Pure Talk. 5 stars every category. To celebrate, Pure Talk is offering the first 3 months of any plan for just $15 a month, including their top-tier unlimited plan. No contract, no commitment, just a very inexpensive way to test drive the only American wireless company with 5 stars in every category. Just dial #250, say micro, and Pure Talk's U.S. customer service will take it from there. Again, #250, micro. And yes, I told you so.
It's 6:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Lanes are open on the Beltway. We're looking at you live here at Hartford Road and right through there on the outer loop. No problems. You're heading towards Bel Air Road. You're good. The inner loop here at Green Spring. Lanes are open. Good pace there between the JFX and over towards 83. And at least so far on the west side, the early ride looks good. A lot of room between the traffic and the cars, and all everybody's just moving along from Liberty Road down through I-70 towards Route 40 on the southwest side of the Beltway. Good travel there on the Beltway between the VW Parkway and the ramps at I-97, continuing on down towards Ritchie Highway and Route 10. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, very hot and humid today with temperatures in the low 90s, feel like temperatures in the 100s, plus a chance for some late day showers and storms. Some showers linger tonight with temperatures in the muggy low 70s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, it turns out a key play in the Orioles' 4-1 loss to the Angels yesterday came early. Bottom of the third, Burt's trailing 3-1. Dylan Beaver singles, only to get thrown out at second base on a caught stealing. Now, this was significant because the next three batters reached. Walk, walk, hit by pitch, bases loaded, two outs, but eventually nothing across. So two viewpoints of the play. First from manager Albernez.
But if you look at Beaver's slide, like he started his slide really, really early. You know, I think that's something where we talked to him about it. You know, if he slides later, he's in there. You know, so it's just like a little thing like that. But
Beavers had a different take when he was asked later in the clubhouse.
I just need to get a better jump. That guy's quick to the plate. It's like a 1-1-2 to the plate. Trying to, you know, get in scoring position for Pete. Just need to get a better jump there and can't be giving away outs, you know, on the bases.
And that's what the Orioles did yesterday. In a sidebar for the series, the Birds couldn't hit. They were 14 for 84, batting 167 against Los Angeles, 2 for 12 with runners in scoring position. Elsewhere in the wild card chase, the Twins moved past the Birds yesterday with a late rally in Kansas City.
2-1. On the ground, right side, right field. Jeffers scores. Jackson to the plate. Save! And the Twins have the lead.
Corey Provis had the call on Twins.tv. Brooks Lee's two-run eighth-inning single was the difference. 4-3 Twins was the final. Moving a half game in front of the O's, Birds now one back behind the Rangers, Twins, and Guardians. Meanwhile, out in the heat at Owings Mills, Ravens went at it heavy yesterday, chippy, but still had time to welcome a special guest.
We had a very special guest today, Ferran Torres of Spain, game-winning goal in the World Cup, and it just kind of, like, really cool message. This guy came off the bench in the finals of the World Cup in extra time, scored the game-winning goal. Talk about just being ready when your number's called, being at your best when your best is needed. I mean, that's like the ultimate.
So, and that'll be the key question the Ravens must answer this year. Will they be able to play at their best when it matters most? Elsewhere in the NFL, the Hall of Fame game last night, the Panthers over the Cardinals, 33-30. Lions making Jahmyr Gibbs the highest-paid running back in the league. 3 years, $67.5 million, 51 of it guaranteed. The Colts giving Jonathan Taylor 2 years and $44 million, 39 guaranteed. The time now is 6:37. When we return, should Tony Romo lose his job?
If you own a business, you cannot afford to be overlooked. 680 WCBM has been helping Maryland businesses for over 102 years, helping you reach an engaged audience that values local business and responds to your strong messaging. With radio, digital, and social media, 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County can create a campaign to deliver results. Visit WCBM.com today to start growing your business.
So first of all, the difference between operating a vehicle while intoxicated and driving a vehicle while intoxicated, OWI versus DWI?
It depends on the state. Every state has different. There's DWI, there's DUI, there's OUI or O, whatever
O-W-I.
It is.
OWI. So this was in Wisconsin.
Sometimes it depends. If you get, I know that I was talking to law enforcement the other day about this, and if you get in your car, you come out of a bar, and you are intoxicated, but you don't start the car, that's not technically operating. They can charge you with public drunkenness. If you actually start the car but don't drive, that could be operating. And if you actually then drive the car, then that's clearly driving under the influence or driving while intoxicated.
Well, so Romo was arrested for OWI, right. Suspicion of operating a vehicle, and now he's been replaced by J.J. Watt as the number one football analyst on CBS. The
right.
question is, and he's not coming back, the question is...
You think ever?
Well, to CBS. I don't think he's coming back to CBS.
Okay.
So the question is that right? Should you lose your job if you are arrested for DWI?
Well, I think that it's obviously up to the employer. It's up to the company. They have certain standards. Mm-hmm. Some, when you sign a contract, if you, many of these contracts for talent have in moral standards or moral clauses, meaning if you bring shame or embarrassment or humiliation to your employer, they can fire you with cause. Mm-hmm. And so that's probably what they're invoking here in Tony Romo's case. You know, for something like this, I think clearly he needs to take some time off and get himself some treatment. For whatever substances, you know, I think it was beer, but they said there was an open bottle of,
There was an open bottle of alcohol. I'm not sure if it was beer or not.
Yeah.
But should there be some consideration here for a guy who is, by all accounts, a good guy? I mean, he's never had a blot on his record before. You know, maybe this is a one-time thing. I don't know.
Okay. I can tell you this. I can tell you that in the past, as an employer, as a boss, I've run into this situation.
Mm-hmm. And
my, my instruction to the employee was, you're needing to go check into rehab and get yourself some help. Once you've completed the course, then you can have your job back.
Well, he's not coming back, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, so that's kind of sad. But maybe somebody else will pick him up.
That's quite possible, but probably not this year.
Yeah. Thank God he didn't hurt himself or hurt somebody
else.
Serious offense, obviously. All right, thanks so much, Gary. Appreciate that. 6:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. Well, juveniles running wild all over the Baltimore metropolitan area in spite of the special session. Nobody did anything really to address this epidemic. And yes, it is an epidemic. Our first case takes us to Canton, where a 53-year-old man says he was chased, assaulted, and robbed by a group of teenagers, six of them, in broad daylight in Canton this week.
They all tried to rob me in broad daylight and destructed everybody's property up through this whole alley. They stayed behind me, throwing rocks at me and swinging sticks at me. I just kept walking. The more I ignored them, the more mad they got.
Yeah. So it seems like he probably just should have run away, but no, he kind of confronted these juvenile thugs. And he described his attackers.
It was all between the age of maybe 17, and the baby one, he looked like he might have been 12 years old.
12 years old. Well, we don't know for sure, but that's his estimation. We had a 13-year-old that was driving a car of six other teenagers and killed a father of five in Montgomery County just the other day. So it is just, it's getting younger and younger. And this man, I think his name is Richard Dreeves, he told Fox 45 that several of his assailants threatened to kill him.
He pulled his backpack off, and he pulled a gun out, and he brandished just the handle and where the bullets dispense at, like this. He had it just like this in his backpack. He said, man, I'll shoot you.
Yeah, but you'd think at that point he would stop, but again, no, he basically confronted the threats escalated, and the confrontation came to the head. Dreeves said he noticed the neighbors outside, decided to turn around and confront the group because he had eyewitnesses. Of course, they eventually, some of them picked up bricks and rocks and threw them at him. He had minor scrapes and cuts, but at the end of the day, the problem is, and we've heard this ad nauseum, no consequences, no ramifications, no punishment, no accountability.
Because they can get signed right out by their parents. They do a walkthrough down Booking Day at the same night. You know, if they had to actually spend some time in a cell or in a dorm with the men, guarantee they would never go back. They would never go back. They wouldn't be down here committing crimes.
That would never happen in this state because of the bunch of bleeding heart do-gooder lefties that dominate the general insane asylum. Then police in Anne Arundel County investigating after a pizza delivery driver was robbed at gunpoint Wednesday night in Severn. Here is the Anne Arundel County Police spokesman, Justin Mulcahy.
Well, it's concerning regardless of the age of the suspect. Whether there's one suspect, three suspects, regardless if they're in their teens, 20s, or 30s, it's always something that you take very seriously. It appears that this delivery was called in for the purpose of this robbery. So that appears to be why they called it in, for with the intent of robbing the driver. So obviously concerning anytime you have a situation like this.
Yeah, and that is very disturbing. If you're a delivery driver, if you're a DoorDash, Uber Eats, or if you're a pizza, anybody who's making any kind of delivery, especially late at night or early in the morning, you should be aware that there are people out there that, again, it's. I would say this, I wouldn't want to be driving in any of these professions. I give, and even Uber drivers themselves and Lyft drivers have to be careful as to who they pick up. Today, especially in this state, it's a 50-50 proposition. 6:43, traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
We're just looking at the Capitol Beltway, and that normal delay is there on the outer loop from New Hampshire Avenue going around to Georgia Avenue. Now there's a medic call reported on the inner loop at New Hampshire Avenue, so that traffic coming over from Route 29, you'll have a delay there. BW Parkway, it's not showing any problems, but very heavy around the ramps at Greenbelt Road in Prince George's County. That's a busy area from Greenbelt Road to Powder Mill Road, both north and southbound. But again, it looks like that's just a normal delay. I don't see anything reported so far from the state police or the park police in that area. JFX is still good. So far, it's been a good ride through Annapolis, showing no incidents right now on I-97 at Route 32. And then three lanes open westbound and two lanes open eastbound at the Bay Bridge. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast for your weekend today. Hot, humid, low 90s, heat index one of the 100s. Chance for late day showers and storms again tonight. Low 70s, and then we lather, rinse, repeat tomorrow and Sunday as well. And right now, sunshine and a little sticky this morning, a little humid. You can feel it already. 74 in the city, 74 in Dundalk. And time to head out to the Chuck Wagon. Latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners in the name
Butterball Johnson.
I've eaten so much fish, I'm ready to grow gills. I've eaten so much liver, I can only make love if I'm smothered in bacon and onions.
Anybody eat liver and onions anymore?
I haven't had liver and onions
in my life.
No, I've never had it either.
Yeah.
My mom would always eat. I don't know if that was a thing of people born in the 20s. I don't know. But
it was like a trash dump.
It's Scrapple, liver and onions, all that part of the
Now, Scrapple,
older,
I can deal. Give me some
generation.
Scrapple.
Yeah.
Love Scrapple.
It's filled with cholesterol, too. That's a real tough one there.
Don't care.
It is International Beer Day.
I'm going to drink a lot of beer and stay out all night.
For real?
Yeah. What are you doing on International Beer Day, Maggie?
Drinking beer.
Okay.
It's not like
you're going to start at 9:01?
6:45. I think that's reasonable.
That's reasonable. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So this is a strange thing. People are calling out a woman, that Red Lobster, a waitress. Apparently this person asked for extra shrimp during the waitress waiting on the diner. And she took a call in the middle of the order. Do you think she crossed the line? Here, I'll play it for you.
I want the shrimp alfredo with extra shrimps. Can they put the jumbo shrimps in my shrimp alfredo?
Yeah, it comes with shrimp.
But I'm talking about, can they put some extra shrimp in it? That's what I'm asking you.
Yeah, I can add extra shrimp.
Okay, add extra shrimp, baby. Okay, I get one more side, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, give me
hello? You order it.
Go ahead and order. Take here while I'm talking to Uncle Harry.
So in the middle of taking her order, this woman, not the waitress, but the diner, takes a call. The diner does. And then just, which the people were saying it was rude to the waitress.
I find that very rude.
Yeah.
Especially when you're lined at the supermarket or something, and somebody's they're ringing up, a cashier's ringing somebody up, and they're sitting there on the phone and just pointing to what, it's like, here's the thing, call me back, I'm in line for something.
You can take the call if it's somebody that you know,
phones
and say, hey, I'm in the middle of an order, just hang on a second, and just complete your order, and then go back to your call. But I've noticed now that this is, again, becoming very boorish and rude, that people whip out these cell phones.
Now, cell phones are there
everywhere,
for emergency.
And they're talking, and half the time, I think they're talking to me in the supermarket, and they're talking really loud, and they got them on speaker.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear your conversation with somebody else.
You know what our problem was? Finding a dime for a payphone.
Yeah, well, there are no payphones
anymore. It should have stayed like that. Phones are for emergency. If you're sitting there inundated, you're mushing your brain.
Yeah, but you're hearing your entire life over the conversation in the supermarket. And
just knock the phone out of their hands, smash
it. How about
the
people? Here's what gets me. People, you're watching a baseball game, the Yankees, whoever, Orioles, Braves. People pay $200 for a seat near the front row, and they're there, and they're on their phone.
Ah!
They're not watching the game.
No.
All you see is their head down constantly.
Yeah. Scrolling.
If something happens, they look up and go, what happened?
Well, the worst is driving. I saw one the other day. This woman was all over 795.
Uh-huh.
Right lane, middle lane, back and forth, crossing on over to the shoulder. And I said to my wife at the time, guaranteed she's on her phone.
Uh-huh.
And as we passed her, she was texting.
Sure.
Texting on the phone.
Driving with her knees.
Yes. Jimmy John's is offering a limited time deal where you can get one of four sandwiches, $5.99 each. The Pepe.
Oh. Pepe Rojas.
You were kissed by a Pepe once.
What?
Weren't you?
That doesn't... Why does that even matter? Why does that even matter?
Well, just
how
the name,
is it relevant?
The Pepe.
The Pepe.
Oh, man.
Did you kiss the Pepe?
No.
All right, well, there you have a chance now. Ham, provolone, lettuce, tomato, and mayo. Turkey Tom, the Vito, and the veggie.
I like Turkey Tom.
Shaquille's first big chicken opening up in Maryland. The grand opening, I think I said it was yesterday. It is tomorrow in Grand Gamble's. It begins with the ribbon cutting ceremony, 10:45. Free food for the first 100 guests, giveaways, family friendly entertainment, and the debut of their new root beer barbecue dip. All right, so they're saying that, well, this I wouldn't have put in here, but they said they'll have representatives of the Anne Arundel County Executive's Office there. That might be a deterrent.
That'll kill it.
Yeah.
No Shaq, by the way. I did confirm no Shaq at this one.
No Shaq.
And, well, sad to report, Salad and Go, one of the few drive-through salad joints, is now closing all of its locations. Fans are devastated. Salad and Go is officially shutting down. I don't think we have any here in this
area. No, I never heard of it
in
myself.
This area. But they apparently were very popular out west. Texas, Oklahoma, Nevada, Arizona. Salad and Go. I like salads. Good salads. Fresh
salads.
Absolutely.
Good stuff. I used to have a problem with salad, and then when he would get stomach issues, we used to call him a salad shooter.
I think you can let us alone after that.
That's it. Thank you, Mr. Casey. Iceberg dead ahead.
That hurt.
All right. Well, at least it was no human romaines left.
By the way, I got some calls from people that talk about our run-in with sarsaparilla yesterday.
Did you really? It's still around, I think.
I guess.
Maybe get it. You ever check the Cracker Barrel gift shop? They might have some.
Oh, yeah. They might still have it.
They might still have it.
And that was the early root beer, right?
Yeah.
Sarsaparilla?
Yeah. The early root beer versions.
It's apparently very healthy
or
something.
Yeah. It's all right. Thanks, Chuck. See you in a couple. 6:50. Vinny Steele is your Homestead Guarantee Realty. Vinny and his team are going to make sure that you get the use home sold. If you're looking to sell your home right now, it's not going to linger on the market like it does for so many other different realtors and real estate agencies, because Vinny's got a guarantee that once you agree to the asking price and the time frame and you sign the contract, your home is sold. And the way he can do that is this database of 12,000 to 13,000 folks that are already in his database, and as soon as they see your home, they get eyes on it, and of course, you know, it's all about getting in first, getting the proper bid in, and so on and so forth. So that's what Vinny can bring to the table for you, along with many other programs that he helps in assisting the sale of your home. So once you sign on the dotted line, your home is sold, and if for some reason it doesn't sell for that price in that time frame, Vinny buys it from you and he pays you in cash market rates. That's why he sells three times faster and for three times more money, and he's been doing it for over 20 years here in Maryland and southern Pennsylvania. Give Vinny a call, 410-709-7515, 410-709-7515, or online at vinnystio.com.
This is Pastor David Lewis with today's Moment of Truth. I've said before and I continue to say again that Americans are a spoiled people, for the most part. Obviously, there are some who are thankful and have expressed that thankfulness, but many in our land have had it so good for so long compared to those in other places that they don't feel the need to be thankful. When we've been given so much of God's providential mercies with little gratitude for the bounties we've received, we are full and we forget about God. We're satisfied with earth, so are content to do without heaven. We're quick with our prayers when we're hungry, but not so much when we're full. This is all a result of human pride, putting ourselves ahead of God. We even have a word for it, ego, spelled E-G-O, which stands for edging God out. If you don't feel as close to God as you used to, just remember, he's not the one who moved. You can access our MOTs at CubHillChurch.org/IDOT. This is Pastor David Lewis of the Cub Hill Bible Presbyterian Church.
It's time to listen to you, the listener. Go to WCBM.com and vote on WCBM's latest poll. It's fun, it's fast, and let us know what you want more of on WCBM.com.
6:53, traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
Yeah, in Capitol Beltway, last report had a medic call on the inner loop at New Hampshire Avenue. They cleared that, but then we had a backup, and then there was a wreck in the backup on the inner loop of the Capitol Beltway, now Route 29. So now we're getting delays coming up from Georgia Avenue and coming up the hill from 355 and Wisconsin Avenue. So headed over towards 29. That wreck, by the way, was in the left-hand lane. The outer loop can see it, and we'll have delays beginning at New Hampshire Avenue. Last check, nothing major, but a little more traffic south going into both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast for your Friday. Hot, humid, low 90s heat index in triple digits. Chance of late day afternoon showers or storms. 71 and sunny in Forest Hills. 73 in Middle River. We're talking about this armed robbery of a pizza delivery man in Severn in Anne Arundel County. And the Anne Arundel County spokesperson, Justin Mulcahy, describing the suspect.
Three African-American males, potentially in their all in their teens, all wearing dark clothing.
Again, where are all the parents that they don't know where their children, and they are children, they're teenagers, and they're out running around, some of them with guns, holding people up. The residents of that neighborhood react.
Yeah, at gunpoint. That's pretty shocking, actually.
Basically, too much juvenile crime going on.
It's concerning because I have two boys of my own. So it's concerning to see any young individual resort to crime.
There's not enough for them to do, and they're not getting held accountable. I'm not saying all the parents got to go to jail, but I'm not saying let the kids go out either. You do something stupid, you get locked up. That's how it should be.
I don't know if it's a lack of accountability or anything, but it's, I think it's partially the thought that they can get away with it.
I'm not delivering no pizzas no time soon.
Well, that is a lack of accountability. If you think you can't get away with something, that is the lack of accountability. Again, there also was a juvenile arrested with a handgun on National Night Out on Tuesday night as well. So, again, still no solutions. Nobody wants to lift a finger to hold these juvie thugs accountable here in the state of Maryland, because the Democrats just don't want to put any minority in jail. Again, it just, it's amazing. I don't care what your color is. If you're out there committing crimes, you need to be, again, the first time you do it is when you get their attention. That's what I've said from day one. On to the El Sayed quagmire. The radical Islamo-fundamentalist Marxist that is running as a Democrat. And again, people keep saying that the Democrat Party's been hijacked. I disagree. I think they've nurtured this. They've allowed this. Cancer to spread, to metastasize from the people like the Mamdanis and the El Sayeds and the Democrats, socialists, and communists that are taking over their party. They have welcomed this because that's their base now. That's their voting, their left-wing voting base. But a counterterrorism expert delivered a bombshell warning Wednesday during a Senate Judiciary Committee hearing on the Muslim Brotherhood's network operating, hiding in plain sight. Again, Michigan Democrat Senate nominee Abdul El-Sayed's candidacy raises serious national security concerns because of his family and his organizational connections to the Muslim Brotherhood-linked groups and figures with terror ties. Kyle Schindler, again, testifying before Congress and Senate Committee with Senator Ted Cruz the other day.
Abdul El-Sayed's candidacy for senator in Michigan concerns?
Yes, sir, it does.
Why is that?
Well, to begin with, I look at the connections that his father-in-law, Chakaku Taib, has to Brotherhood-linked groups. This includes being the president at one time of CARE Michigan, also his presence on the Islamic Society of North America Founders Committee, which is only for those most exclusively devoted to ISNA and provides significant amounts of funding. There are other known Brotherhood members on that committee. I would also look at El Sayed's ties to a group called MGAGE, which purports to be a Muslim sort of get-out-the-vote or candidate recruitment organization, but it has close ties to CARE. It was created by a former CARE member who at one time was on a terror watch list and was also a consultant to convicted terrorist Samuel Arian.
Do you believe the Islamic Society of North America, or ISNA, is an ongoing part of the Muslim Brotherhood network in the United States?
Yes, sir, I do. There were some HLF documents that reflected hesitation by the Brotherhood that they thought perhaps they were losing control.
Just for edification and clarification purposes, the Muslim Brotherhood gave birth to Al-Qaeda. So that is what the Muslim Brotherhood does. That's who they're all about, and they're here in the United States. Michael Moron said that El-Sayed is Trump's and MAGA's worst nightmare, and this is the Midwest's Zohran Mamdani moment. President Trump has responded, calling Michael Moron a failed lowlife and failed political pundit who's been losing to me for years. He also called El-Sayed the greatest thing to happen to for the Republicans in this upcoming midterm election. Mike Rogers has released a statement. That's his opponent, the Republican running in Michigan for the Senate seat of Gary Peters, saying, quote, "Never in a million years did I think that I would be running against someone who believes America deserved 9/11. End of quote. And that's because he's been hanging around with that radical terrorist, and he is a terrorist. He may not have committed violent acts, but when you aid, abet, and you agree with the ideology of terrorism, you are a terrorist. And that's Hassan Piker, who has been campaigning with El-Sayed. And now Michigan voters are jumping ship. Democrat voters are now vowing to back Mike Rogers over the socialist, anti-Semitic, Islamo-fundamentalist El-Sayed. A bunch of Democrats, again, the latest MS Now poll showing that, and this is MS Now. Viewers, they will openly say they will not vote for El-Sayed and would instead support Republican Mike Rogers in November. We shall see if that comes true at the voting booth. Coming up next, Wes Moore claims no warning for before the Preakness snub.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Radio 680 WCBN.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Curbing birthright citizenship, ending birth tourism, and ultimately protecting the value of American citizenship. That's the goal of a pair of presidential directives.
President Trump signed executive orders limiting automatic citizenship in specific cases after a Supreme Court decision blocked a broader effort.
We had a very unfortunate decision in the Supreme Court concerning birthright. It was close, but a very, very unfortunate decision. So we're making adjustments because it's very unfair.
The orders target birth tourism, certain foreign diplomats, and members of designated terrorist groups. Willie Nelson, The White House.
Facebook and Instagram parent Meta has been slapped with another huge fine. A New Mexico court ordering Meta to fork over $567 million for the harm its platforms do to young people. Meta takes issue with that, says there will be an appeal. The attorney for the man accused of starting one of the devastating Spokane wildfires, pressing for a competency hearing before his client enters a plea. Vice President Vance clarifying his stance on the U.S. relationship with Israel. He's been accused by some of being anti-Israel or anti-Jewish. Vance says that is not at all the case.
There are some Israelis who are just so used, at least some people in Israeli media, who are so used to politicians just taking as a given that America and Israel always have shared interests, when I think the reality is that we often have shared interests, but we don't always. And I don't think that makes me anti-Semitic, and I don't think it makes me anti-Israel. I just think it makes me honest.
The vice president speaking with the Salem Radio Network's Hugh Hewitt. How the job market fare in July? We'll find out in a few hours when the government releases last month's employment report. Employers pulled back on hiring in June, adding just 57,000 jobs. Watching Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are up 31 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Progressive presents perfectly bad excuses for missing stuff to spend more time on your ATV.
Hey, Wallace, not going to the reunion after all. Think I got cursed. Keep stubbing my toe.
Now that was a bad excuse. If you love your vehicle this much, get customized coverage from Progressive, America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in D.C.
If you haven't switched to Pure Talk because you're not sure their coverage is every bit as reliable as Big Wireless, why not take them for a test drive? For a limited time, Pure Talk is offering any of their plans for just $15 a month for the first 3 months, including their top-tier unlimited data plan. No contracts, no commitments. Just a great deal on a high-speed network with unlimited data from an American wireless company. Dial #250, say Micro, and let the savings begin.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 7:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
As a new wreck in Frederick County heads up west of Frederick on I-70 westbound after the interchange at I-270. Word right now, only the shoulder is getting by at the accident scene. So that's westbound as you're traveling to the west of Frederick, eventually up the hill into western Maryland. We'll keep an eye on that. You're coming up through Ferndale. There's a report of a broken down vehicle at I-97 and the ramp at Dorsey Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, very hot and humid today with temperatures in the low 90s, feel like temperatures in the 100s, plus a chance for some late day showers and storms. Some showers linger tonight with temperatures in the muggy low 70s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
71 degrees in Falston and 71 in Owings Mills at 7:04. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Fox 45 reports that police in Anne Arundel County are investigating after a pizza delivery driver reported being robbed at gunpoint late Wednesday night in Severn. Officers responded to a reported robbery at about 11:30 p.m. August 5th in the 1800 block of Robin Court, police said. The victim, a pizza delivery driver, told officers he was approached by three males while making a delivery. And a 53-year-old man says he was chased, assaulted, and robbed by a group of teenagers in broad daylight in Baltimore's Kenton neighborhood this week. Richard Draves told Fox 45 the encounter began when a group of about six teenagers approached him and demanded his shoes and watch. When he refused, he said they followed him for several blocks, harassing him along the way before eventually taking his watch. Quote, they stayed behind me, throwing rocks at me and swinging sticks at me, Draves said. The more I ignored them, the more mad they got. Draves also claims at one point their threats escalated. He pulled his backpack off and he pulled a gun out and he brandished just the handle where the bullets dispense at. He said, man, I'll shoot you, Draves claimed. The Maryland Lottery pick three was 633. The pick four, 3842. It's 7:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Is your roof leaking? Do you have water spots in your walls or ceilings? Do you have leaks around your chimney or skylights? If so, then you may need to repair or replace your roof before that damage escalates. Call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700. Wallace Roofing, family-owned and operated, is your full-service roofing company, specializing in steep and flat roofs, all types of metal roofs, gutters, downspouts, and skylights. They do residential and commercial roofs. Getting a roof repaired is something most homeowners dread, and when the roof does need repair, it's important to get not only the finest quality materials available, but a fair and reasonable price on installing those materials as well. So if your roof is showing signs of wear or other problems, call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700. 410-655-3700. Wallace Roofing does roof repair and replacement. Call Wallace Roofing today. Wallace Roofing, 410-655-3700. MHIC number 1566. Wallace Roofing. Remember, above all, a good roof.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Sports at 7:05, brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, offering same-day service. Mention my name to get a $99 AC tune-up from the Comfort Guys, my guys. An emotional homestand ended for the Birds yesterday, unable to complete the sweep of the worst team in baseball, falling 4-1 to the Angels at Camden Yards. And now the fun begins. A 9-game road trip, 3 at Texas, 3 in Minnesota, and then 3 more against the Rays. Potentially a season-defining road trip. Here's Dylan Beavers on Soldiering On.
Tough day on the deadline. We lost some really good players and good teammates, but, you know, just like them, they're gonna push forward and try and win every night, you know, for their respective teams. I feel like we kind of have to, unfortunately, kind of go about it business as usual and try and, you know, win every night.
One game separating Texas and Baltimore right now, with the Rangers holding the third wild card. Shane Baz will go opposite Nathan Eovaldi tonight at 8:15. Meanwhile, Orioles owner David Rubenstein coming under some scrutiny from senior baseball writer Buster Olney on the Baltimore Baseball Podcast.
He's deferred constantly to the front office and said, well, those are the baseball guys. You know what? There are times when it is the job of the owner to grow into that role, to be the buck stops here person and say, hey, you know, and I'm just, you know, pulling time out of the air. Two years ago, as the winter's playing out. Where are we with the pitching? Where are we with the pitching? This is where, you know what? Go get another guy.
We'll hear more from Buster Olney at 7:35. Turning to football, a sweaty Rashad Bateman at the mic yesterday for the first time this summer, looking for a bounce-back campaign.
I mean, I just got to keep playing ball. I don't get too caught up in that. It's a lot of stuff that goes into that. But I think the only thing I can do is control what I can control. You know,
Ravens sure could use a Bateman bounce-back. 756 yards and 9 touchdowns in 2024. Only 224-2 in 2025. Coming up in 30 minutes. There's no comment yet from Churchill Downs. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. If your heating or AC system gives you trouble, you need a company you can count on. That's why I recommend Farnan and Dermer, serving Baltimore for 125 years and one of the few that offer same-day service while others are a week or more out. Plus, take advantage of interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems and BGE rebates of up to $3,000 on high-efficiency HVAC systems. Tell them I sent you and get an AC system tune-up for just $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys. They're my guys.
Town to Big Town, from Westminster to Bel Air South. This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hour number two here on Casey and Company. You can reach us 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. AM 680 at WCBM.com is our email address. You can text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Kristen Hagrick. Top stories this hour, Senate committee voting to hold Dr. Fraudshee in contempt. Maryland Democrat senator, his SUV was found parked on a tree in Eastport. And a lot of folks are wondering, you know, why? And is there any accountability going to be applied there? But a top story here again is the Preakness and the continuing controversy over the Preakness snub, as it is now being called. Wes Moore in the Baltimore Sun today is claiming he had no warning before the Preakness was excluded from the new Thoroughbred Championship Series announced by Churchill Downs and New York Racing Association just the other day. In fact, some believe, based on the Churchill Downs announcement, that he accelerated his announcement of moving the Preakness to on May the 23rd, which would be just 13 days before the Belmont and 3 weeks after the Derby.
The Triple Crown will continue to be one of the marquee sports events of the year and will continue having Preakness be at the center.
But I'm not so sure about that. It's interesting, according to his spokesperson, Amar Musa, quote, we found out with everyone else, New York Racing Association, Churchill Downs Incorporated, confirmed as such here. A spokesperson for the Maryland Jockey Club echoes that account, that Maryland was not involved in the discussions about the series before Churchill Downs, Inc. and New York Racing unveiled the six-race championship this past Monday. The Maryland Jockey Club, not informed. And it's also interesting that we've reached out. I know Kim has reached out. Others, the Baltimore Sun, have all reached out, and they are releasing just one succinct statement. And beyond that, there's no other comment to be made, which is bizarre to me. In fact, NBC Sports, who teamed up with Wes Moore, they're not commenting any further. Churchill Downs declines to comment. New York Racing Association could not be reached for comment. For a second consecutive day, they are observing radio silence here. And the question is, why? Why has, again, and you break down the six races in this championship series, and of the six, three are being held in Kentucky, and three are being held in New York. How does Maryland, with its long tradition of horse racing, thoroughbred horse racing, get completely passed over in this championship series, unless Maryland did something to tick off Churchill Downs and New York Racing? Now, some believe that it may have been the $85 million that was spent on the intellectual property rights, the TV rights to the Preakness, which Churchill Downs originally paid the price. Maryland had every right to match that. And, of course, we did. And so apparently Churchill Downs didn't like it. And so they, and maybe this has been in the running for a long, long time. I just find it odd that we had no seat at the table whatsoever. And now we're finding out Churchill Downs says they're considering selling Ocean Downs after the Preakness deal. So clearly this is punishment. Clearly this is retaliation for something that we said or we did. And although they're saying that it could be part of the championship series in the future, right now it looks like... Now, a bunch of business owners and big officials, Maryland Jockey Club, Horse Racing Commission, Greater Baltimore Committee, I-95 Club, they're all in favor of this deal because it says it preserves the Preakness. And they might be right. It might preserve the Preakness. But my question is the Preakness, is it relatable if it's not part of the Triple Crown? If you're not part of the Triple Crown, let's say it's just a one-off, you just have a Preakness Festival weekend, you have a race on Saturday and a race on Sunday, will it be the same as a Triple Crown race? And that is, I think, what's in jeopardy here, is the Preakness's role in the Triple Crown. Not the Preakness itself, but whether or not it's going to be the continue to be the second jewel of the Triple Crown. I think that's in great jeopardy. 7:13, traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
PW Parkway looks good. We're looking at it here at Route 100 down through Route 32, and the lanes are open. The traffic northbound is usually busy through 197, and it is coming up from Powder Mill Road, but the lanes are open. The pace is actually pretty good right through there. No issues right now with the lanes clear at both the harbor tunnels. The Beltway traffic is still okay, not bad. Still a lot of gaps in the traffic. Parkville side through Green Spring on the inner loop, and even down the west side, the lanes are open. JFX, you're good from Ruxton Road through the Rabs downtown. The wreck on the inner loop of the Capitol Beltway at Route 29 has cleared. The normal backups are there now from Georgia Avenue to New Hampshire Avenue on both the inner and the outer loop. The inner loop is slow from Indian Head Highway around to the Woodrow Wilson Bridge. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast for your Friday: hot and humid today, low 90s, heat index in the 100s, chance for a late day shower and or storm. We're looking at low 70s for this evening, pretty much the same carbon copy Saturday into Sunday. Right now, Sunday, 72 in Pikesville, and it is 77 in Ocean City. Time for our MAGA movement update.
America's momentum is back, our spirit is back, our pride is back, our confidence is back, and the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
All right, yesterday the president signing two executive orders, one on the birthright citizenship and the other ending birth tourism. On the birth tourism front, he said this has been going on, should have been stopped a long time ago.
Big crackdowns, and this will give us the right to do it in a much more forceful manner. But they've taken birthright citizenship and they've made a joke out of it. And we're actually the only country of size, I think just about the only country, period, that does birthright citizenship. I thought we were going to win it at the Supreme Court. Unfortunately, we had a bad decision, very unfair decision. Our country suffers because of it, and we're ending it a different way.
Yeah, big crackdowns coming on birth tourism in a much more forceful manner. And he gave some outrageous examples of some of the abuses that birth tourism has led to with this ridiculous policy and the 14th Amendment, as it's been completely misinterpreted for a long, long time.
Hundreds of thousands, okay? Hundreds of thousands. You have one man came in with a family, said he had 56 children. Another one came in, they said they had 98 children. This was not what it was for. This was meant for the babies of slaves. It was right after 1 week or 2 weeks after the Civil War ended. This wasn't for wealthy multi-millionaires, billionaires coming in and bringing 15, 20, 30 children along with them. It's become a big business, and we're ending that business, please.
What makes you confident, Mr. President?
Yeah, and so we'll see. Again, I'm sure these executive orders will be challenged and overturned by lower courts, the lefties in robes. And then this one may be headed back to the Supreme Court for all is said and done. As to Dr. Fauci, who was held in contempt yesterday by the Senate Judiciary Committee on a party line 8-5 vote, the president was asked whether or not he thinks Fauci will actually end up in prison.
Well, you know, they prosecuted Peter Navarro. and they prosecuted Steve Bannon, two very decent people, over something that essentially was never prosecuted before. And there are sort of telltale signs of similarity. And they went to jail for a number of months over something that they, I saw one of the analysts said, they used to laugh at it in the Justice Department when something like that was referred. But Merrick Garland prosecuted two very decent people and sent them to jail. I wasn't president. I would have given him a pardon in 2 seconds. But I wasn't. This was after I left. They waited till after I left, and then they prosecuted these two people. And they ought to be ashamed of themselves. So when you see that happen, you sort of say, maybe he should. What he did is far more serious than a lot of crimes, frankly. But they prosecuted two people when nothing like that has ever taken place before.
Meanwhile, President Trump says Washington Compost, a report claiming that Secretary of War Pete Hegseth misled the president on munition stockpiles, is fake. And he went on to say it is treasonous. He said, I'm extremely happy with the job Pete is doing. Everything has been extraordinary, including our attack on Venezuela, where the result was accomplished in less than one day, allowing us to bring one of the worst criminals anywhere in the world, Nicolas Maduro, to justice. Likewise, Iran, where the country has been decimated for the purpose of not allowing it to ever have a nuclear weapon, is going very well. And Pete is highly respected. And he said this is fake news. And it is, he believes that the leakers are committing acts of treason. Senator Mike Lee, on the verge of an August recess in the Senate, says he had a big meeting yesterday with some prominent senators and says the Save America Act is making progress.
I just came from a very productive meeting with Senate Republicans, and the conversation has shifted in a very favorable direction. We're talking now much more about how best to do this, not whether to stay and work on the Save America Act, but what procedural vehicle to use in order to get this thing done. So, look, I always, this is a step-by-step process. I don't want to proclaim victory, but the conversation has moved in a favorable direction. I want to thank Senate Majority Leader John Thune and our whip, John Barrasso, for leading a very productive discussion today.
Now, that is promising news. We'll have to wait and see if it delivers. Senator Mitch McConnell has been discharged from a rehab center and will continue his recovery from home. Still no video. All we get is a statement and no word on whether or not he'll vote for confirming Todd Blanche. Congressman Andy Ogles has lost his primary Thursday night. He was endorsed by President Trump in Tennessee, and he lost it to a challenger, Charlie Hatcher. And the reason why, Tennessee has an open primary. This is a problem with open primaries when you can get Democrats to change party registration or to come in and vote en masse against the conservative or against the MAGA candidate and have a say in the Tennessee primary. And that's a shocker. By the way, the Charlie Hatcher, his opponent, was backed by a renewable energy PAC as well. President Trump continues his war on fraud with identifying nearly $260 billion that has been stopped so far. And again, that will continue in the near future. All right, that's the way it went down 565 days into the new golden age of America.
And we are just getting started.
Law Office's Michael A. Friedman wanted me to remind you that, again, serious accidents resulting in serious injury, oftentimes you, number one, have to get serious medical attention, and you do need serious legal representation. Don't undersell either one of those. First off, if you want to get better, recover from your injuries. And I think they go hand in hand with the medical recovery and the legal representation, because what they do at the law firm of Michael A. Friedman, they focus on your recovery. They take every stress or burden out of that equation so you can completely focus on getting better, healing. And that is what they do. All the policies and all the attorneys there, Michael, Stephen, Rachel Alpert Friedman, and again, it's a boutique firm. It's not this big law firm you get lost in the equation. They are, again, a small firm, and you know which attorneys you're going to get. And they do a wonderful job, whether it's in settlement or litigation. So just keep them in mind if you ever need them. They're there. Their website is is great, very informative and helpful, maflaw.com, or you can call 410-363-6848, toll-free 1-800-782-7203.
The moment you arrive at Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, the aroma alone will have your mouth watering. Freshly roasted pork, daily caught seafood, and homemade desserts that taste just like mom made. You'll find everything you need to prepare a great holiday feast all in one stop. And don't miss Twin Brooks Furniture for incredible ideas at unbeatable value. Open Thursdays and Fridays 9 to 6 and Saturdays 8 to 4. Start a new holiday tradition with your family at Pennsylvania Dutch Market on York Road in Cockeysville.
Notice how much entertainment costs have risen lately? Satellite radio is $10 to $25 a month. Netflix costs $7 to $23 a month. The movies are $9 to $15 a month. WCBM Radio and the WCBM Radio app are free. Download it today from your app store.
7:23 traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, we've got the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
Just got word the traffic light is malfunctioning, and on flash, we could send Maggie out there to counteract the flash, and maybe she could flash Perrin Parkway at Putty Hill. So keep an eye out for that if you're traveling locally there. The city accident just coming in, Hartford Road at Echodale Avenue up on the northeast side. The wreck in Frederick, we're still getting conflicting reports. The report 15 minutes ago said only the shoulder was getting by westbound I-70 after Frederick and west of I-270. So be on the lookout for that if you're traveling west through that area. Still clear, looking at you live here, doing fine at both the Harbor Tunnels. JFX is okay from Ruxton Road into the ramps downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast, hot and humid today, low 90s heat index into the 100 degree mark or beyond. Going to be very hot. All right, now sunny, already 75 in downtown Baltimore. It is 75 in Middle River. We're talking about the Preakness Stakes and getting your thoughts as to why this has happened. I've got a theory here, and just as I said the other day, I felt that he was going to move the race. I had no knowledge of that, before, I came up with that theory. And he actually moved it one day later. I thought he was going to move it to Saturday the 22nd. He moved it to Sunday the 23rd. And my next thought on this, and this is from the Baltimore Sun this morning, the new date that was announced this week for the Preakness, they claim was in the works for weeks, and was not a reaction to the launch of the Thoroughbred Championship Series. And that kind of makes sense that it wasn't in reaction. I'll tell you why. I don't think it was the $85 million, because I think Churchill Downs knew when they purchased the intellectual property rights to the Preakness for $85 million that Maryland had the option to match, and most likely was going to match based on the fact that we're very parochial and territorial. This is our race. This is the Preakness. It is Maryland. It is Baltimore. I think it was predictable what we were going to do, and that was going to match. What I think the wild hair in all of this, I think the fly in the soup for Churchill Downs and New York Racing is the actual move of the race to a week later. Because Derby winners always complained about the 14-day turnaround for the Preakness. And while you fix one problem, you cause another. Because now the turnaround is 13 days for Belmont. And the folks at Belmont, I don't think... And you got to remember, the two biggest powerful forces in horse racing today are Kentucky and New York. They are the big players. They control just about everything. Maryland, not so much. And again, you look at how we dragged our feet for years to rehab or rebuild Pimlico, and I don't think they were happy about that. And then once they are going to get a rebuild, now we are moving the race. And again, the Maryland Jockey Club might be happy with it and all these others, Maryland horse racing industry. But again, we'll have to get somebody on from these entities and figure out it was this the damaging blow, the actual moving of the race 1 week later. And while you might have some individual trainers that think it's a great idea, but you got to remember who controls thoroughbred horse racing. It's Churchill Downs. It's Kentucky. That's where most of the championship horse and New York, same thing. That's where the horses are bred. They run there, the stud fees and the stud farms in New York and Kentucky. Again, they pretty much are the players. Maryland has always been, at this point now, it used to be a vibrant, thriving. As I said, I grew up next to Bowie Racetrack when it was open. And it was, again, at one time, the Maryland horse racing industry employed, what, 17,000 people? And now I don't even know what it is, but it's a fraction of that, if at all. So it is no longer the powerful lobby and dominant force that it once was. And Churchill Downs and New York Racing, they understand that. They understand they can, they don't have to include the Preakness in the Triple Crown. And they can come up with this championship series and not have to worry about the Triple Crown anymore, because they've just created a new event. A new event. And do you think that the people of Kentucky and New York are going to feel sorry that the Triple Crown might be going bye-bye? No, now that they have something to replace it, the Thoroughbred Championship Series, it's not a big deal anymore. Eventually, all good things come to an end. Now, I'm not saying the Preakness is moving. I think the Preakness is going to be here, obviously. They're going to redo the track. There is going to be a Preakness race, but I don't think it's going to become part of the Triple Crown unless there's some kind of masterful negotiation that takes place within the next, I don't know, several weeks or months. They were not even talking. It's so mysterious to me that the Kentucky Derby, the Churchill Downs people won't grant interviews. They won't come on the air. The Baltimore Sun was excluded from a conference call. Did you know that? When they held this press conference, this conference call, they were completely excluded from the event. They said, oops, our bad. So there is something that ticked them off, whether it was the $85 million, I don't think so. I think it was the actual moving of the race. So we'll see if it plays out or not. Elegant Kitchen Design. You're thinking about remodeling your kitchen. This is the place you're going to want to go. It's going to, because they have great countertops and kitchen cabinets, and they are affordable. They're going to save you a ton of money when you go to Elegant Kitchen Design. See their showroom. I did. It's just amazing to walk through the designers, all the craftsmen there. Go see my good buddy Mike at Elegant Kitchen and Design, Joppa Road, Baltimore County, or go on their website, elegantkd.com. That's elegantkd.com. And tell them that I told you to call. All right, get your calls and comments on what you think the reason why the Preakness was snubbed. 410-922-6680 at 7:30. Time for news headlines. Once again, here's Maggie.
Thanks. Good morning. Fox 45 reports that Baltimore police confirm a 15-year-old was arrested for being in possession of a handgun in the city on August 4th. According to the department, this past Tuesday evening, an officer in the 600 block of North Montford Avenue in McElderry Park noticed a male showing signs of being armed with a weapon. Around this time and in this area of Monument Street, the Southeastern Police District was taking part in National Night Out, an annual community building campaign that helps connect people with police and build partnerships. And a late-night crash in Randallstown is under investigation after a 17-year-old driver died and two passengers were critically injured after speeding and fleeing a traffic stop in Carroll County, according to authorities. Baltimore County Police Department's crash team is investigating the fatal crash that occurred near the intersection of Liberty Road and Lyons Mill Road. Police said officers responded to the area August 5th at about 11:14 p.m. after reports of a crash. Detectives determined a 2013 GMC Acadia was traveling eastbound on Liberty Road when it left the roadway and struck a tree. And WMAR-TV reports that the first step to replace the Warren Road Bridge is to apply for federal funding to back the project. However, Delegate Michelle Guyton told WMAR News that step hasn't happened yet, a year after construction was supposed to start. People call the 103-year-old bridge a rust bucket, say it's too narrow or avoid it entirely, like Delegate Guyton. Residents say we're really concerned right now also about the effects of what might happen if the bridge does collapse, not only to loss of life, destruction of property, the Baltimore water system would be incredibly tainted, but also the surrounding areas would most likely flood, she said. Construction to replace it was supposed to start last year. It's 7:31 on Casey & Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
For more than 40 years, Rescue Natural Supplements has helped people take charge of their health. And right now, they're saying a big thank you to those who trusted Rescue with their wellness needs. During their customer appreciation sale going on now, save an incredible 50% when you mix and match any five or more single bottles. And your order ships free. Just use the promo code VIP50. Whether you're focused on heart health, healthy cholesterol, joint comfort, cognitive support, digestion, or simply feeling your best every day, this is the perfect time to stock up on the premium formulas you know and trust. Or experience the difference Rescue can make for the very first time. Visit res-q.com or call 1-800-26-ALIVE. That's That's 1-800-262-5483. To speak with a product consultant ready to help you find the supplements that fit your health goals. Don't miss Rescue's biggest thank you of the year. Save 50% and get free shipping when you mix and match five or more single bottles. Just use promo code VIP50. That's VIP50 at res-q.com.
7:33 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, well, it's coming now. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Well, that's sort of next, but that's all right.
You well, know, I was, yeah. You're well, ready.
I'm,
we
I'm
got
here
this.
Now. I'm ready too.
Who
I'm,
cares?
That's right. It'll all be over at 9. Northbound 895 in the plaza, there is a minor wreck there. So far, the two straight through lanes to the left are getting through, and the right lane coming around the accident is also getting through. So it's just a visual right now. There's not a major backup around the K-Trust Bridge back at Shell Road, but it could turn into something. So again, we'll keep an eye on that. If you're coming north on 895 from Poteet Street, you might have just a brief delay, but there's no big impact right now. Don't have to detour. The traffic on 895 southbound still running with the lanes open. We have not seen anything major so far this morning at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. All four lanes are open on the southbound side of I-95. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, very hot and humid today with temperatures in the low 90s, feel like temperatures in the 100s, plus a chance for some late day showers and storms. Some showers linger tonight with temperatures in the muggy low 70s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Strange game yesterday at Camden Yards.
As Neto drives one toward right center field, this one hit pretty well. Couser's on the run after it. That's going to go. A home run. Number 20 at long last for Zach Neto.
Wayne Randazzo had the call on Angels broadcast television, but that wasn't the strange part. The strange part was the Birds had eight walks and a hit batsman, and none of them scored, leaving eight on base and going 0-for-3 with runners in scoring position. The windup was a disheartening 4-1 loss to the Angels, summed up succinctly in the postgame by the manager.
Do eight walks, hit by pitch. We just couldn't get that big hit that we needed.
And the worst part of it all, with the Guardians' loss to the Mets yesterday, the Birds blow a chance to move into a tie for the third wild card spot. Meanwhile, the dream season of 2026 continued last night, an unbelievable game in Boston.
Up the middle, base hit! Here he comes! Sogard rounding to throw home, and the Sox win again! What a wild ride on a roller coaster tonight!
Dave O'Brien had the call on Nesson, 12-11 Red Sox, the final in 13 innings. The White Sox and the Red Sox matched runs scored in the 10th, 11th, and 12th. And the Red Sox now have won 10 consecutive series. About that chippiness yesterday in Owings Mills, the heat was intense. The players were in pads. Running backs got hit hard. Here's head coach Jesse Minter.
There was never like a punch thrown or anything, so I don't think it got to the level. It was just a reminder of, you know, the whole reason we're out here is to make each other better, help us get ready to play when we're playing against somebody else. And you love the physicality. I mean, I was like, man, we wanted it to be a really physical day. We wanted it to be a long practice. We wanted them to kind of fight through some things.
And for the record, tight end Mark Andrews and edge rusher Trey Hendrickson butted heads. Backup tackle Carson Vinson and edge rusher Tavius Robinson had a post-play scuffle, with linebacker Trenton Simpson stepping in, and center Ethan Posick and linebacker Reed Williford jawed at each other during the physical practice. College football, more bad news for the North Carolina football program. Defensive coordinator Steve Belichick, son of head coach Bill Belichick, has taken medical leave, coming just 2 weeks after GM Mike Lombardi was put on administrative leave. And finally, neither Churchill Downs nor the New York Racing Association issuing a direct official statement yesterday, specifically responding to Maryland moving the Preakness Stakes back by 8 days. Instead, the $5 million Thoroughbred Championship Series, which leaves out the Preakness, remains intact, with the Belmont scheduled for 2 weeks after the Preakness. The time now is 7:37. When we return, there is some speculation that Fox had something to do with this.
Looking for the perfect shooting experience? Come to Free State Gun Range, the friendliest gun range in town. Don't forget to ask about our brand new gold and silver memberships. Enjoy unlimited range time, advanced lane reservations, and exclusive discounts on firearms, accessories, and training. Visit us right now and take advantage of our extensive inventory of firearms and accessories. Visit FreeStateGunRange.com or stop by today. Free State Gun Range. Shop, shoot, improve.
Sean, there are a lot of layers to this Freakness thing, and I don't know them all.
Laid out one of my theories.
Right.
But it's just a theory at this point.
And nobody's saying anything. Right. But there is some speculation. Randy Moss, not that Randy Moss, the other Randy Moss, the horse racing analyst for NBC, came out with a statement that said that, and he's an NBC employee, by the way, so you have to take this with a grain of salt. But he is saying that Fox and NYRA, the New York Racing Association, they have, Fox has the rights to the Belmont.
Right.
And Fox thought that it was going to get the rights to the Preakness. But at the last minute, Maryland usurped Fox and went with NBC. And so Fox is upset about that because they wanted two of the three races in terms of the Triple Crown. NBC's got the Kentucky Derby. And so therefore, NYRA and Fox are being adamant about, you know, this whole situation, kind of blaming the Preakness and blaming Maryland for kind of upsetting this whole apple cart. And that's why the Belmont is still scheduled for 2 weeks after. They're not budging at this point because it would look like they're giving in, et cetera, to Maryland and the Preakness. But it's, again, I said this yesterday, it's just a terrible look for the sport of horse racing in general. But again, media rights, very expensive, a lot at stake here, and there is some speculation that Fox got, you know, PO'd that the rights went to NBC.
Well, there's a lot of people that got ticked off because you can tell the tone and tenor coming out of Churchill Downs and NYRA is nobody's talking. They're just issuing one statements to everybody and just saying no further comment at this time. And so, again, I think we did something. I don't know what it was. Maybe it was the deal with NBC.
I think
maybe
it was handling the
maybe this has been in the works for weeks, as the Baltimore Sun is reporting, and they didn't like that. Maybe didn't like the fact that, okay, we made accommodations for the Derby, but for you guys in New York and Belmont, screw you. We're giving you a 13-day turnaround for the Belmont. So I don't think, and again, as I said, Kentucky and New York, they're the epicenter of thoroughbred horse racing right now. Maryland, not so much.
I just think that for the sake of the sport, you know, and I don't know how they're going to cover it up, okay, like how they're going to announce it, the Belmont has to move back at this point. I think the Belmont cannot run 13 days after the Preakness. That is not good for horse racing. The Belmont has to be important. Preakness has to be important.
Well, here's my next question to you then, because this is an important issue. You're right, they're all important, but is the Triple Crown even relevant anymore?
I think the Triple Crown
is, you know, again, has lost its luster, I think, for a lot of, especially younger horse racing fans, because they've barely ever seen one.
Sean, you can't take something that's been around, in my opinion, for 150 years and just discard it. You just can't do that. The Triple Crown, they have to figure out a way, for the sake of the industry, to fold the Triple Crown into the Championship Racing Series, keep the Triple Crown special, put maybe a premium on it with some extra money, and do right by by the sport. There's just no way.
But would you, let's put it this way. Let's say Maryland now puts a $5 million prize on the Preakness. Does that help?
I mean, I think that that's got to be in connection with the Triple Crown. In other words, you can't just put a premium on one race. What's right for the sport is to put a premium on the Triple Crown. Right now, if you win the Triple Crown, you don't get any extra money.
Yeah, you do. You get, well, if you win
well,
all three
if you
races,
win all three races,
you get $4.4 million.
Right, but that's by winning each race.
Each race.
Okay, but I'm saying...
But what do you get if you win the Kentucky Derby? What does the winner get? What is the handle? What's the prize?
I'm not sure, but it's part of the $4.4 million. It's not separate from the $4.4 million. If horse racing had any clue as to what to do for the sport, they would put a premium on the Triple Crown, an additional premium on the Thoroughbred Championship Series. There's money there. They're getting tens, hundreds of millions of dollars from these media rights outlets. They should be putting a premium on everything and really making it a true season.
Well, from what you see right now, do you think it's going to be harder to win the Championship Series than it is the Triple Crown, or vice versa?
I think that if they make the Triple Crown races 3 weeks from each other, it's going to be harder to win the Championship Series.
Okay.
because it's a six race.
Because
event.
Right now it's harder to win the Triple Crown.
Correct, but right. That's because of the 2 week lag between the Derby and the Preakness. So I just think that, you know.
Well, it might be that here's the deal, because if the Maryland was thinking about doing this and had no conversations at all with Churchill Downs and Naira, maybe that's what they're upset over. And vice versa, Maryland's upset because maybe Churchill Downs and Naira have been thinking about this championship series for a long time and didn't include us in any of the conversation. So neither side apparently talking to one another, and we're all integral partners in this.
And again, I get back to the fact that this is a bad look for horse racing. At the end of the day, this is the horse racing's fault. Like, is there a commissioner? Like, is there a commissioner like there is in baseball and football? The answer to that is no.
No.
Why is that?
Because Kentucky and New York control the whole thing.
Well.
Yeah, that's it. And Churchill Downs, really. And, again, that's the way. As I said earlier, Maryland used to be a much bigger player in thoroughbred horse racing, but the industry itself has suffered over the years. And you can see the result is ceding ground to New York and Kentucky.
Well, it's time to fix it.
All right. Hopefully they will. 743 traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, we've got the king of all traffic, Lug Nuts John. Oh, by the way, we need a contestant. We need a contestant, of course, at 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680 for Choose Your Fake News. Give us a call right now. All right, Chuck is here with all the latest.
You had me all ready to fire out.
I did.
Jeez, I lost my balance just then. Brought to you as a service. Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. We're looking at July Bay Bridge eastbound. Two lanes open. Nice ride there this morning. And the westbound side is clear all the way over towards the ramps at Route 2 and then the Severn River Bridge. Top of the hill at I-97 at Route 32. All the lanes are open. Traffic light is malfunctioning. Be careful at Paring Parkway at Putty Hill. City Police had a wreck on the northeast side. Hartford Road at Echodale Avenue. And we just got word the accident is clearing from I-70 westbound west of Frederick, and now with the lanes back open again, should be clearing shortly on the westbound side. No delays, absolutely clear at both the harbor tunnels. Summer driving can be very hard on your vehicle. It's going to be hot again this weekend, so let Bernie's Automotive keep you safely on the road with a complete system checkup. You'll see Bernie today, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast: hot and humid today, low 90s, heat index into the hundreds, chance for a late day shower and or storm, and will be in the low 70s tonight. Tomorrow, hot and humid, chance for showers and a storm once again. Right now, of course, we're looking at sunny skies, 77 in Annapolis, it's 73 in Reisterstown. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story, and you will be the winner. No contestant today. So it'll be just the panel, Maggie, Kristen, and Chuckles, that will be competing for personal pride and bragging rights once again.
Wow.
All right.
I want some merchandise if I win.
All right. Kristen, your option today. You want to go first, second, third, or last?
Hmm. I'll go first.
You go first? Okay. Kristen wants to go first. And Maggie is loving that. Story number one. All around the world, globalist leftists have lost the culture war. Their ruinous policies have been repeatedly exposed as a catastrophe that they are. But in academia, insanity continues unabated. We find out that an Austrian fashion researcher is wasting taxpayer money there to study and warn about traditional wives. And even polo shirts are extreme right wing and should be avoided at all costs. Story two, it looks like Cuba and President Trump are about ready to make a big announcement early next week. The Washington Times is reporting that there's a small island 240 miles off the coast of Havana called El Cayo Santa Maria. Small island, powder white sand on the country's northern coast. It has an exclusive resort with two towers topped by golden domes, and they would be built. And that stretch of sand and water that the Cubans known as El Cayo would be named Trump Island and might contain a future Trump resort. And story number three, for the first time in history, scientists have used artificial intelligence to create new kinds of viruses, raising hopes for medical advances while also raising the disturbing possibility technology could someday be used to invent dangerous pathogens, one that could possibly eliminate the human race.
Sure.
I don't know they could start.
They already tried that.
Story one. Austrian researcher says, get rid of traditional wives in polo shirts. They're too right-wing. Story two, Trump Island, a deal set to be announced with Cuba next week. And the AI creating dangerous viruses, according to scientists. And maybe, well, perhaps helpful ones. All right, Kristen, what do you think?
Sure. That's what they all say. Yeah, it'll be helpful. Does Fauci have financial stakes in whatever the antidote will be after they create the virus?
Probably.
So I believe that one is true. And sure, woke fashion designer researchers, I believe that's true. I have not heard the Cuba Trump story, so I'll say two.
Okay. Kristen goes for Trump Island. Maggie?
I go for Trump Island being the fake.
Maggie goes for Trump Island. Chuck?
Yeah, I'll just go along.
Go along. Is this because this is you really feel this way, or you're going for the tie?
I'm just playing the game, Mr.
Strategic.
Casey.
Strategic.
None of your business what I'm thinking.
I hear what you're thinking all the time in the IFB. So.
Yeah, that's what I'm afraid of. So there'll be silence down that line from now on.
Not all the time, but some of the time. All right, story number two, the Trump Island. Cuba's offering this as some kind of olive branch, but there's been no official announcement or acceptance on the part of the Trump administration. But it is, I think Havana's feeling the heat. So as of right now, it's fake news, but who knows?
I'd stay there if it was real.
It doesn't get cold there.
Yeah.
My favorite line when Trump spoke at the correspondents' dinner, I mean, he had a lot of great jokes, but I think the funniest line was when he referenced that Obama warned before Trump became president the first time, if he got into the White House, he would make it all gold and, you know, make it like one of his warts. And Trump's like, but I'm kind of doing it if you think about it. And so you're right.
Yeah,
so I would go to Trump Island. That sounds like a fun vacation.
He's beautifying not only the White House, all of Washington.
It's not like tacky where he's putting his name in lights, but it was kind of funny. He could laugh about it, though.
All right, very good. So congratulations. The panel sniffed it out today. By the way, I did I said earlier, last hour, the Republican Party had not been in control of the Maryland General Assembly since 1920. I have confirmed that. Over a century of uninterrupted Democrat majority control, historically, Republicans have held both chambers for only 5 years total since 1854. It's even worse than we thought.
That explains a lot.
And the state has never experienced a Republican trifecta, control of the governorship, and both legislative chambers. That has never happened. The House of Delegates has been under Democrat control since 1920. The Maryland Senate has been controlled by Democrats since 1900.
Jeez.
Okay? So there you have it. That's how dominant the Democrats have been in this state. And now they just want to virtually wipe out Republicans at the, not just the state level, but the federal level as well. There you have it. All right, 7:50, 10 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. I want to tell you about if you're a contractor, builder, designer, you are maybe a multi-property owner, and you need appliances, Town Appliance is where you should go. Again, I would get there as soon as possible because they've got this Town Appliance trade program. It's literally built for professionals like yourself. And they handle delivery of all appliances nationwide. You get exactly what you ordered on time. Plus, you get a dedicated rep, exclusive benefits, and pricing tailored to your specific project. They have over 70 brands to choose from. Everything from everyday appliances to high-end luxury kitchens. Call them, text them, or go online, townappliance.com, to get started today. That's the townappliance.com.
Looking for a fun, family-friendly day out? Visit the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, your one-stop destination for authentic Amish food, friendly faces, and over 20 stalls filled with handcrafted goods. Enjoy fresh flowers, fruits, veggies, and the best seafood and meats around, plus sweet treats baked fresh daily. The smell will draw you in, and the experience will keep you coming back. Open Thursday and Friday 9 to 6 and Saturday 8 to 4. The Pennsylvania Dutch Market. So much to see, smell, and savor. It's time to listen to you, the listener. Go to WCBM.com and vote on WCBM's latest poll. It's fun, it's fast, and let us know what you want more of on WCBM.com.
Coming up top of the hour, Mena Ibrahim, Baltimore Sun reporter, the latest on the special session and legal challenges. The Baltimore Sun is reporting today that Mayor Brandon Scott's wife received $51,000 in Baltimore City taxpayer money from 2024 to 2025 through a nonprofit that collapsed last year This is Spotlight on Maryland, Fox 45, and the Baltimore Sun. The documents raise questions about whether there was a conflict of interest at Be More Empowered, where Hannah Scott worked from 2021 until it suddenly went kaput in 2025, September last year. Be More Empowered received roughly $300,000 in Baltimore City taxpayer dollars in recent years, most of which was allocated to the Baltimore Children and Youth Fund. They were a fiscal sponsor of the grantee, Beadley Speaking, which received $250,000 in taxpayer money since 2022, according to taxpayer records. Of that $250,000, Hannah Scott was paid $51,000. That's nice work if you can get it, right? And I'm sure that Hannah Scott, because, you know, she was the mayor's wife, had nothing to do with it. Right? Anybody believe that? Anybody buying that in this city, in this state? I don't think so. Doesn't pass the smell test, folks. We'll see. We'll see if she goes the way of Catherine Pugh and so many others in this state. 7:53. Traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, here is the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
New wreck just came in BW Parkway southbound near the airport cutoff at I-195. And looking at some of the data right there, it's showing a backup southbound. So be prepared for that if you're coming down from West Nursery Road and you're getting into the area right around the airport cutoff. It looks like the wreck might be just south of that ramp at I-195, but there is a delay now developing there. City police with a new accident up on the northwest side, Reisterstown Road at Clark's Lane. In the last half an hour, we had a report that the traffic light was malfunctioning and was on flash, so be careful at Perrin Parkway at Putty Hill. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast: hot and humid today, low 90s, heat index in the hundreds, chance of late day showers and or storms. And right now we're looking at sunny skies, but humid already. It is 71 in Ellicott City, and it is 78 under sunny skies in Ocean City. Let's go to the phones. Paul is in Bel Air. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, guys. I kind of want to I have a different point of view than you do on the Westmore's involvement.
Okay. So what is your theory, well, Paul?
August 3rd is when they announced the series, and then August 5th is when Westmore decided to move the date of the Preakness. But I don't think they could have been reacting to Westmore changing that date, unless they had a crystal ball and knew he was going to do it. But Gary Stein, I thought he brought in some very interesting ideas about Fox's involvement. That's big money. And thirdly, I think if this goes through with the series, you can kiss the Preakness goodbye because it won't have any significance. And what you said about putting more money into it, it is a possibility. Because look what happened when Love came on the scene with golf and how they disrupted things.
Well, here's why, and I think, look, I respect your opinion on that, and I understand the timeline that you're referencing, but here's what I'm looking at. The Baltimore Sun saying this has been in the works for weeks. And you don't have something like this in the works. For instance, the NBC rights being renegotiated and being by the Westmore administration and by the state of Maryland Jockey Club, et cetera, without Fox knowing this. That's not going to be kept secret. So if NBC knew it, if Fox knew it, then Churchill Downs knew it, Naira knew it. And that's why I think that that may have ticked them off a bit. And we'll see. Maybe they salvage this thing. But I agree with you. I think the championship series kills the Triple Crown.
And let me follow up that one point you made. Why can't Belmont move another week later?
Well, they're saying they could, and they're saying that they won't because they don't want to seem like they're capitulating here. But if they're truly worried about the Triple Crown, then they would move a week later. And of course, you got they've got three out of the championship series. They have three races. Kentucky has three races. Maryland has none.
I know.
Yeah. So, but they could move it. We'll see. Maybe that's part of the negotiation. Maybe they're all jockeying for leverage right now. Pardon the pun.
Oh, I get the pun.
Yeah. All right, Paul. Thanks so much. Appreciate the call and your opinion on that as well. A lot of folks unhappy with Dr. Fauci. Yesterday, a Senate Homeland Security Committee passes the Fauci contempt resolution by an 8-5 vote. Rand Paul immediately sent the resolution to the DOJ to indict Fauci. Stephen A. Smith went ballistic on Fauci because he said he almost died from COVID.
Because I took the vaccine, and I took a booster, and I wore a mask. And we were told, hey, you ain't going to get COVID if you do that. And I got COVID. And damn it, it almost killed me.
Yeah, they said physicians told him he was in like within 90 minutes of buying the farm when whatever treatment they they used on him ended up working. That's according to Stephen A. Smith. Republican attorneys general are escalating the accountability push over the CCP virus origins and pandemic shutdowns. We now have three. Florida Attorney General James Uthmeyer, as well as Louisiana Attorney General Liz Merle, and I think there's one more. Oklahoma, that's right, Oklahoma Attorney General Gentner Drummond have all now thrown support behind the U.S. Senate's investigation into Fauci and are now subpoenaing his records. And are going to ask him to testify before their bodies. Because, again, the pardon is only good for federal charges, not for any state charges. So we'll see what happens to Dr. Fauci down the road. Do you think anything will happen to Dr. Fauci? Will he go to jail for contempt? Will he be held criminally or perhaps civilly responsible? We shall see. Our friends at Audiology Associates are concerned about your hearing. They do it on a daily basis. They have 10 locations to serve you here throughout the Baltimore Metro. And again, Dr. Melissa Segev and her team of audiologists take a gentle and empathetic approach to all of your hearing issues, whether it be block due to earwax or maybe some other kind of hearing issue, ear infection, whatever it is, they'll take care of it. At the same time, I would recommend that you get a hearing test, especially as you get older. It's important that we ignore pretty much. We get our vision tested. We get our physicals on an annual basis, that we just ignore our hearing. And oftentimes it's to our own detriment too late in life. So get a benchmark hearing test today, especially if you're over 50, you should be doing that. And again, we do know that hearing loss can lead to feelings of societal isolation, dementia, etc. Get it checked out today. That way you know you have something to compare it to should you have any other hearing loss down the road. Call for your appointment 410-944-3100 or you can go online at aaiaudiology.com. Coming up next, the latest on the special session from Baltimore Sun reporter Mena Ibrahim.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
News this hour from Town Hall. Amit Thomason. Another Senate Republican says she'll oppose Todd Blanchard's nomination as Attorney General. Senator Lisa Murkowski says she's concerned that under Blanchard, the administration could go ahead with this proposed anti-weaponization fund, even though Blanchard has issued an order terminating the fund. Birthright citizenship. President Trump has signed an executive order curbing it. White House Deputy Chief of Staff Stephen Miller says a second executive order tackles birth tourism.
The idea that people come here pretending to be a tourist, pretending to be a visitor, saying they want to go to Disneyland, they want to go visit a monument or go to a national park, but the real reason they're here is to have a child, to make that child an automatic citizen, leave our country, and then have a U.S. citizen child. It gives them access under this broken system to welfare benefits, ultimately to the voting booth, and all the other rights and privileges that belong solely to Americans. So that practice of birth tourism is, as of the signing of this order, hereby banned.
Both executive orders are in response to a Supreme Court ruling that the president describes as unfortunate. It's been a deadly school shooting near Bangkok, Thailand.
A witness told reporters students at the Debsirin Nonthaburi School hid inside a classroom while they heard gunshots from another building before police officers cleared a way for them to leave. About an hour after the shooting, people stood outside the school comforting one another, and police and first responders walked around inside the school. Deputy Interior Minister Polapi Suwinchi has told reporters five teachers died and that the shooter killed his two grandparents at home before going to the school. The minister also said the shooter had died at the hospital. I'm Charles Dillavest.
On Wall Street, the Dow futures are up 74 points. NASDAQ futures 165 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Lanny went to college and racked up huge debt.
A little bit over $100,000.
For a degree he couldn't use? Now what?
I had a friend that went to my computer career.
They even helped him get hired immediately after graduation.
One of the things I love about IT is that you can work from anywhere you want.
You could become an IT pro in just months, including cybersecurity and the basics of AI, with zero experience at mycomputercareer.edu. My Computer Career, an elite CompTIA certification partner.
It worked for me, and I know it can work for you.
This is one student's experience. Individual results vary.
Alex Marlowe cuts through the political spin on the Alex Marlowe podcast.
The economics of illegal immigration is so dumb, it's so stupid for Americans. We want American dollars to stay in America. That's how the economy grows. But if I pay an illegal alien and they send 50% of it home, the money doesn't go to American businesses. It goes to another country. Why do we want that? It's a race to the far-left Islamist wing of the party.
Subscribe for free today on Spotify, Apple, YouTube, or at SalemPodcastNetwork.com.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 8:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
It looks like this wreck on the BW Parkway might be a bad one. The new word just came in that they may be closing the southbound side between the airport cutoff at I-195 and Route 100. We'll get a confirmation on that. But in the meantime, you need to be prepared for that delay. And if so, we may have to move some traffic onto 95 south from the Beltway to get around that. Looks like there's a new accident now northbound on I-95 coming up to the 66-mile marker. Trying to determine if it is northbound, but it looks like to me that it may be just before White Marsh Boulevard. And we're tracking that right now. We'll get some more information, but I see a number of flashing lights there. And again, it appears to be on the northbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, very hot and humid today with temperatures in the low 90s, feeling temperatures in the 100s, plus a chance for some late day showers and storms. Some showers linger tonight with temperatures in the muggy low 70s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
75 degrees at Hampstead and 80 at the Kent Narrows. At 8:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Homicide detectives are investigating after a man was shot and killed in Baltimore's Pigtown neighborhood on Thursday evening, said Baltimore police. On August 6th, around 5:30 p.m., officers responded to the 500 block of Collender Street for a report of shots fired. Upon arrival, officers located a 25-year-old male victim suffering from multiple gunshot wounds to the body. The victim was transported to an area hospital where he was listed in critical condition and later pronounced dead despite efforts. And after spending 25 years in prison, Anthony Hall will receive an $11 million settlement from Baltimore City almost 34 years after he was falsely convicted for the 1991 murder of Gerard Dorsey. Mayor Brandon Scott and other members of the Board of Estimates who approved Allen's settlement said the price may be high, but it does not compare to the time Hall spent in prison. Hall will immediately receive $6 million due to the board's approval, and he will receive a $5 million payment in 2027. The winning Maryland lottery number pick 3 was 633, the pick 4, 3842. 8:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Hey everyone, Kim Klasick here. I'm inviting you to join me for the second annual putting social on August 20th from 5 to 8 p.m. at Turf Valley Resort.
Oh, yeah!
This is not your average golf outing. It's a fun, casual five-hole putting challenge with delicious hors d'oeuvres and a cash bar. Come out and compete or just enjoy the vibe with friends and new faces. Here's where it gets exciting. The top five scorers from the opening round will join me for a long-distance, one-hole championship putt. The player closest to the pin wins the grand prize, which is a private round of golf with me and three guests, including green fees and carts.
Oh, yeah, baby!
Tickets are just $40. Get yours today at WCBM.com, and I'll see you out on the green at Turf Valley Resort.
The second annual Kim Klasick Putting Social is brought to you by the Smile Design Center and RBC Wealth Management, featuring Tim Herb's Morning Market Flash.
Now, Gary Stein on Sports.
805 Sports brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, offering same-day service. Mention my name and get a $99 AC tuna from the Comfort Guys, my guys. Big play in yesterday's O's-Angels game. Burris had a chance. Occurring in the bottom of the eighth, O's trailing 4-1, bases loaded, two down.
That goes to the backstop. It kicks back to Ballesteros. Play it to plate. They got him. He's out.
Wow, the old carom. What a play by Ballesteros.
Call was courtesy of the Angels radio network. Gunnar Henderson tagged out at the plate, trying to score from third on the wild pitch, ending a potential Birds rally. A 4-1 loss ensued. Manager Albernez after the game.
We all know Gunnar's aggressive, making things happen. I mean, he sensed that, you know, we need to get another run across. And, you know, but if he was trusted his first instinct, if he was going to go. But as soon as he stopped, you just have to get back, you know. And
so the O's hit the road tonight for a 9-game road trip. Starting in Texas, it's a big one. The Birds one game behind the Rangers for the race for the third wild card spot. It'll be Shane Baz and Nathan Eovaldi tonight, 8:15, down in Arlington. Ravens edge rusher Mike Green looking forward to year two with Baltimore. Year one under the tutelage of Jesse Minter and his staff, honing in on one key piece of his game.
You got to think about guys like Von Miller went on a podcast and said that, you know, 90% of his sacks are because of his motor. And the other 10% is him doing the actual pass rush. So you got to think about if you have a great motor as a pass rusher, you're going to be successful.
Mike Green. And finally, Indiana Fever star Sophie Cunningham saying out loud what many of us are thinking about this soap opera WNBA.
WNBA media, all we ever do is cover everything except basketball. And it's what are we doing? There's so much. Like, you can talk about other things. I think those are great stories. I think it shows fans, you know, who people are outside of the court. But I also think we got to keep the main thing.
Absolutely. Coming up in 30 minutes, player development in the Orioles system. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. For dependable heating and air conditioning in Baltimore, I trust Farnan and Dermer, keeping homes comfortable for 125 years. When your system breaks down, no matter what the season, they offer same-day service. Most companies can't do. If you're thinking about upgrading, get interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems, plus BGE rebates up to $3,000 on high-efficiency units. Tell them Gary sent you, and get an AC tune-up for only $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys, and they're my guys.
From the home of the Ravens, the Orioles, and the Star Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
You're listening to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
And what a week it has been. Special session, Preakness news. And they are covering it all. He's your Baltimore Sun. We're joined by Baltimore Sun reporter Mena Ibrahim this morning. Good morning, Mena.
Good morning.
Welcome back. I guess the update on the special session, we now have the first lawsuit has been filed again to try to block the redistricting amendment from being placed on the ballot. What's the latest there?
Yeah, so as it was reported last night, we previously had heard from Representative Andy Harris saying that the Republicans are planning to sue the General Assembly in some capacity represented by outside organizations. Now we know that the first lawsuit has been filed not by Representative Andy Harris, but by members of the Maryland Freedom Caucus and joined by Senate Minority Leader Steve Hershey, as well as Senate Minority Whip Justin Reedy, and they are suing, they're specifically suing to stop the proposed redistricting amendment from appearing on the ballot in November. The lawsuit was filed by the president of a conservative watchdog group called the Oversight Project. And so it kind of argues that Maryland Democrats violated existing statutes governing the legislative process and the ballot placement. So it's more so about the procedure that got the ballot there than the actual ballot language itself.
Yeah, that's the Senate Bill 29 in question here, which, you know, had to have been done by July 1st, and there had to be 15 days of public testimony or, you know, some such stuff, or 90 days prior notice. So it's clear that they violated that. I guess the legal argument here is, can a legislature supersede itself when it comes to a constitutional amendment? I guess that's the legal question a judge is going to have to consider.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally. And the Democrats have kind of maintained that the reason they're not in violation of it is because the General Assembly tends to supersede itself from that rule should there be some sort of emergency legislation. But obviously that rule was just passed this past legislative session, so we haven't seen a lot of examples of what it looks like in practice, so the court will have to decide on that.
Yeah, and also if indeed this would be considered an emergency, you know, that's another part of the equation here, that when authoring the extraordinary, I think, occasions is what the state constitution says, and the terminology the governor used in his executive order was extraordinary session. So, you know, that's an interesting argument as well.
Absolutely.
All right. So, again, also, you wrote a piece recently regarding it looked from the testimony, public testimony, that the vast majority of people who testified either in written or oral testimony were opposed to this redistricting amendment. And you wrote a piece that said that the blue areas, blue counties, and a lot of Democrats seem to be, you know, really opposed to it. We'll get your thoughts on that in just a second. We'll pause briefly for traffic and weather on the threes. At 8:13, here's the latest with Lugnuts Johnson.
All right. So the wreck on the BW Parkway had a shutdown for about 10 minutes that was near the airport cutoff between there and Route 100. Traffic now is moving again, and looking at the traffic coming south through that area on the parkway, so we can see the increase in the volume now coming south. They're still working on the scene near the airport cutoff and just beyond that bridge, so there will be some brake lights in that area. A follow-up on the wreck northbound I-95 right before White Marsh. It's mostly on the side. I don't think there's any big deal there, but it's hazy with the camera. But just a heads up, north of the Beltway, going north on 95, and about a mile or so before you get to White Marsh, there'll be some activity on the right side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, hot and humid today, be in the low 90s, but that humidity is going to make it feel like into the triple digits, and we still have a chance of some late day showers and or storms as well. Right now we're looking, it's a little bit on the humid side already. 78 and sunny in Annapolis, and it is 78 in Dundalk. On our newsmaker hotline is Mena Ibrahim. She's a reporter with the Baltimore Sun, covering, of course, the special session this week. And you wrote this article I found to be very interesting, that it seems to be that, look, for Republicans, if the legal challenge doesn't hold up and the judges rule against this, this means it goes to the voters this November. And you might think a lot of Republicans would be opposed, maybe some unaffiliated, but there are a lot of Democrats that don't like this redistricting amendment, and I found some interesting figures there.
Yeah, so we did an analysis of the public testimonies that were available on the MGA website. We found that the lawmakers received 132 testimonies opposing the proposal, compared with about 23 in support, 11 of which had requested some sort of changes or amendment to the referendum. We found that there were only about 65% of those testimonies whose county of residence could be identified. And among those, nearly 6 out of 10 came from counties where registered Democrats outnumber Republicans. So while we are not exactly sure how folks self-identify in terms of whether they're Democrats or Republicans or independents, we do know that a good majority of these opposition testimonies came from counties like Montgomery County, Prince George's County, Anne Arundel, Baltimore City, places that are either staunchly blue or areas where Democrats do outnumber Republicans. So we found that really interesting.
Yeah, that is interesting, but I would venture a guess. I think you pointed this out in the article, that the people that come to testify either in person or written testimony, they're more politically engaged, politically active, and I guess the concern would be is for the people that aren't, and how they are to be educated on how this ballot language is going to play out, and whether there's going to be a lot of money spent on both sides to try to at least get the upper hand on how to position this.
Totally, the biggest thing between now and November will really be who and what party and what language sticks out to folks that are less engage to these people that give public testimonies, who are most in this political realm and know what's going on and know what they oppose and what they don't oppose. And lawmakers have said, political analysts have said, don't allow these public testimonies to be the only thing kind of overstating the opposition or folks in the affirmative, just because these are the most engaged voters. There are a lot of other things that will be at play here between now and November.
Yeah. Mena, do we know if in this court of Anne Arundel County Circuit Court that what the timeline is? Because there's a, it had to be done by this Wednesday in order to be considered for being printed on the ballots this coming fall. The ballots, I think, have to be out by September 3rd. So we're now, again, I would think the judge would have to pretty much accelerate this, don't they?
That's what it appears like. We're not exactly sure what the timeline is going to be just yet, but I know that a lot of political analysts are worried that this lawsuit could create more confusion for Maryland voters, whether it be with the reprinting issues from the Maryland State Board of Elections, should this lawsuit gain any legs, or should it gain legs and folks don't decide to reprint the ballot, and it would instead be a situation where ballot officials would have to tell Marylanders, hey, like, don't vote on this or vote on this differently than how you typically would, because the process is already so confusing. It is concerning in many ways.
In addition, we had ballot issues in the primaries with the State Board of Elections and Taylor Printing, and I would think that they're going to be extra careful this time around. But if you're crunching this thing to a deadline, that's when usually mistakes can happen.
Totally. We'll just have to wait and see what happens.
Yeah, absolutely. Mena, thanks so much for joining us this morning. Appreciate it. It's Mena Ibrahim of the Baltimore Sun, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right. We'll talk to you soon. That's Mena Ibrahim. Your Baltimore Sun, check it out, BaltimoreSun.com, and all the latest on that as well. 410-922-6680 is the number, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can join us. A couple of other stories real quick before we get to our break in just a second, and that is the lawsuit alleging that negligence by the cargo ship Dolly's Shipbuilder led to the Key Bridge collapse was dismissed this week by a federal judge who ruled that another jurisdiction would be a more appropriate forum for that suit. And that was followed by the ship's owner and operator in U.S. District Court in eastern Pennsylvania. So, again, this is the legal ping pong that happens in these kinds of cases. And we're looking at also, apparently, there's an update on the NPRP suit as well. We'll get to that in just a second. Joining us now, as he does each and every Friday, is your home sold guaranteed realty, Vinny Steele. Good morning, Vinny.
Hey, good morning, Sean. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, indeed. You know, last week you were getting into some details about your buy before you sell program, but we spoke later about how this could work really well for seniors out there thinking of downsizing.
Yeah, I know from personal experiences, Sean, you know, helping hundreds of seniors over the years, plus working with my mom earlier this year, you know, making a move first and then thinking about selling. You know, as you age, it's more and more important to reduce stress. And the thought of having to sell first and then use the proceeds to make the purchase can make the, you know, thought of making a move nearly impossible.
So let's talk more about that, because I think this is a great program for just about anyone looking to buy and sell at the same time. But I want to dig in a little more on how this can help our seniors out there.
Yeah, I agree. I think this is a game changer for seniors by putting them in complete control of the home buying and selling process. You know, one of the things that we know is that older folks, you know, they don't want to feel rushed or pressured. And with our program, they could take as much time as they need to find the perfect home first before they think about selling.
Yeah, and I'm sure they have a sense of relief once they do find the perfect home first.
Yeah, and a lot of our older customers, you know, they have unique needs that we need to fulfill. And once they're under contract, and remember, with this program, Sean, they could use our money to make the purchase. Then we focus on getting them moved out comfortably within their timetable. And then we can start the process of looking at their previous home, determine, you know, what they want to do, if anything, to the home in order to be able to get top dollar.
Yeah, sort of like hitting the easy button with you guys. It sounds like a turnkey approach.
Yeah, and there are a lot of nuances that we don't have time to, you know, get into today. But if you're listening and you'd like to talk about your specific situation and how our buy before you sell program can help you buy and sell with the least amount of hassle and inconvenience and stress, call or text us today, 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515.
And or VinnyStio.com. Vinny, thanks again.
There you go.
And we'll check you out next Friday.
All right, sounds great, Sean. Appreciate it.
All right, you have a great weekend. That's Vinny Steele. Once again, that number, 410-709-7515. Give Vinny a call. I'm sure you'll be happy that you did. All right, don't forget about the best of Casey and Company. It's available each and every day, WCBM.com, and on our Facebook pages. It is brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Freeman. Check it out frequently. We get it updated each and every day for you at WCBM.com, Facebook, and Rumble pages as well. Still to come, Councilman Nino Mangione is going to be with us right after the 8:30 news. And we have Mr. Media. He's back at it again. He's going to preview what's happening around town, important events, and dates you should consider as we look at entertainment, movies, things of that nature, concert. That's coming up in just a second as well. It's 8:23. Traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
Mr. Media. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, Mr. Media is here. He's in studio.
He's in there now?
He's in there right now.
Here I am.
Does he have an Apple monitor on?
No, not yet. I think he's allowed to take it off.
Okay. Don't say take it off with him around. Exactly. Either, please. Couple of things now. Prince Drew Hyatt, northbound BW Parkway, is slowing above 197, and it really shouldn't be there this time of day. So there could be an issue there between 197 and 198. We're waiting to get some information on that. Inner loop of the Capitol Beltway, there's a late wreck on the inner loop before 450. So once you cross the BW Parkway on the Capitol Beltway, headed south towards the area at Route 50, there is a delay there from College Park and from the Greenbelt area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. It is going to be a hot one today. Humid, low 90s, heat index in the 100s. Chance for a late day shower and storm tonight in the low 70s. Right now we're looking it's a kind of humid already. 74 and sunny in Ellicott City, and it is 78 in downtown Baltimore. We'll have our America 250 for you coming up in the about the next half hour or so. Today, a big one, Ben Franklin. So we'll devote some time to that. So if you're looking for America 250, that'll be coming up shortly in the next half hour or so, right after Councilman Nino Mangione. Right now in studio is Mr. Media once again, Eddie Appelfeld. Good morning, Eddie.
Good morning. Always good to be here, bright and early.
Yeah, it is. You look like you've been up for a couple hours.
I am, just to prepare my jokes.
Yeah, exactly. Which are the same joke from last
the same joke from last,
right,
last
exactly.
year, actually.
Exactly. So what's new?
Well, tonight, 7:30, CFG Arena.
Oh, it's Barry.
Barry's live.
It's Barry Boomtown Manilow. Okay,
yep.
He's going to be in town tonight at CFG Arena. You're going to. Do you have backstage passes? Or are you in the front row?
Unfortunately, on the front door, there's my picture with an X through it.
Yeah, I imagine.
Yeah, he's back, doing well. He had to cancel his tour this week.
He's been battling cancer, correct?
Yeah, lung cancer, and he was in ICU for a week.
But he is back on tour.
He's back on tour, a full tour. So. It's not the same.
Have you seen the set list yet? Do you know what he's going to be?
No, it's all his hits.
Okay.
It's all his hits. And that's what people come to see. His new stuff is okay, but they want to hear the old. They want Mandy.
How many just showed up and did jingles? And maybe Mandy's an encore.
Well, that's what he does. He did jingles.
They wrote jingles for the longest time, yeah.
Okay. Well, anyway, tonight, a concert live in Towson, 6 o'clock. It's on Pennsylvania Avenue tonight. Through tomorrow, forget, the White Marlin Open in Ocean City. They're going to announce the winners there tomorrow.
Michael Jordan has got a boat.
Yes, he's got a big boat there.
Yeah.
He's got a big boat there. Mean Girls, through the 23rd at Toby's Dinner Theater. This is based on the movie. A show called The Inn. That's a show. It's at the Spotlighters Theater through the 16th. First Fridays in Bel Air tonight, the 14th and the 21st. Live music outside in Bel Air on Main Street. Also another show called 10 by 10 by 10. That's at the Fells Point Corner Theater.
Is that the Bo Derek trilogy?
It sounds like it should be, doesn't it?
Yeah, it should be, yeah, exactly.
The Howard County Fair starts tomorrow.
Oh, that's right. Big one.
At the fair. That is a big fair.
That is a big fair. Went to it last year. It's a very good fair. I would recommend it to anybody that likes fairs. It is. It's just really a big one.
The Watermelon Festival tomorrow. That's in Habit of Grace, if you like that. Also, starting tomorrow, Baltimore Fashion Week. And just so you'll know, I'll be modeling the latest in Speedos.
Ah, okay. Don't you want to attract audience?
That'll keep some people away, wouldn't it? Yes, right. The 9th, the 16th, the 23rd, and the 30th, Sundays in the Park. S-U-N-D-A-E-S. Sundays in the Park, Northside Park in Ocean City. BTS, you heard of that group?
Yes, the Korean boy band.
They're going to be on the 10th at the CFG Arena. Very popular, very popular.
Yeah.
All Elite Wrestling at the Chesapeake Employees Insurance Arena. That's at the University of Maryland, Baltimore County. They have a big arena there.
Mm-hmm.
Thomas Rhett.
Oh, yeah, great big country star.
13th at Meriwether. Also, for you who like astronomy, the Perseid Meteor Shower starts in a few days. It's going to last for about a week. And they say it's going to be good viewing because there's going to be no moon.
Okay.
It'll be clear. St. Gabriel's Festival in Little Italy, the 14th, 15th, and 16th. Another show called Bocking, B-O-C-K-I-N-G. It's at Center Stage through the September 6th. The Zac Brown Band.
Yep, another good country act.
At Meriwether. The 18th, 19th, and 20th, Yankees are in town. The 21st, 22nd, and 23rd, Tampa Bay is in town. Let's see.
That's a crucial stretch for the Orioles.
No question about it. Hot August Music Festival, the 21st and 22nd, that's at Oregon Ridge. The Maryland Renaissance Festival, that again.
Again?
Again, sure.
That's been over 20 years
at least.
They
sell out almost every show.
Yeah, they do.
Weekends through October 25th. Singer Jason Aldean at Nationals Park on the 20th. On the 27th, the Maryland State Fair begins, three weekends. A lot of great entertainment there. The 27th, 28th, and 29th, the Ocean City Jeep Festival.
Okay.
I'm going to bring my Jeep down there. I got a brand new Jeep. You can imagine, right?
Anybody on the roads.
A Summer Food Fest, 10 a.m. at the West Shore Park on the 28th. Everyman Theater is doing a show called Kim's Convenience. It's going to be playing through the 27th of September. On the 27th, Arts in the Park, that's at the Towson Courthouse outside. A place to visit that I went to a week ago, Bordy Vineyards. That's a great place
to visit. Yes, Bordy's great. They used to have a lot of nice concerts up there.
I saw the BSO in concert there just last week.
Yeah, very good.
They have concerts through August.
You can bring your own food and you can buy stuff there.
Food trucks.
And they sell their bottles of wine right there, Bordy. In fact, I see Maggie Hunter there all the time at Bordy Vineyards.
Close by. On the 23rd, for the first time, something called Server Games. This is in Towson. It's competition for workers, restaurant workers. They're going to board, with trays.
Right.
That's
the
first time there. And I think I got it all. Oh, Wicked. What is it? What's that show? The movie Wicked for Good?
Yeah, Wicked for Good is the sequel to Wicked.
It's an outdoor movie at the Canton Waterfront Park on the 22nd.
Did you, by the way, 30 seconds. Did you see The Odyssey?
Yes.
Did you like it?
I did. It's long.
Okay.
It's long, but I liked it.
It's very long. When people say it's not really all, it's a little too woke, it's a little not as accurate as it, but...
Well, it's not a documentary, it's a movie.
It's a movie, right.
Yeah.
So they can take great creative license with it. All right.
9th of the 16th, tax-free week in Maryland.
All right, very good. Thanks, Mr. Media. Appreciate the update on events going on around town. We'll see you next month. 8:30, it is time for the latest news headlines. Once again, here's Maggie.
Thanks, good morning. Fox 45 reports that a lawsuit alleging that negligence by the cargo ship Dolly Shipbuilder led to the Francis Scott Key Bridge collapse was dismissed this week by a federal judge who ruled that another jurisdiction would be a more appropriate forum for the suit. Filed by the ship's owner and operator in the U.S. District Court for the Eastern District of Pennsylvania, the suit argued that HD Hyundai Heavy Industries, which built the Dolly in South Korea in 2014, was negligent in its design, construction, and manufacturing of a critical switchboard. And an Owings Mills man has been arrested and charged with murder in connection to a deadly stabbing in Baltimore. James Harrison, 30, is charged with first and second degree murder and assault for his role in the stabbing. Police said that Harrison was wanted in connection to the deadly stabbing of 48-year-old Roderick Fitzgerald on August 2nd in the 300 block of West Saratoga Street. And a 20-year-old man has pleaded guilty in a 2025 high-speed crash that claimed the life of a 71-year-old woman in Montgomery County. Brody Richardson pleaded guilty Tuesday to grossly negligent manslaughter by motor vehicle and homicide by motor vehicle while under the influence of alcohol, prosecutors said. The crash killed Mary Elizabeth Moody on July 21, 2025 at Great Seneca Highway and Matini Road in Germantown.
And Maryland Republicans have filed a lawsuit to block a constitutional amendment on redistricting from appearing on the November ballot. The Maryland Freedom Caucus, Senate Republican leadership, and Mike Howell with the Oversight Project filed the lawsuit in Anne Arundel County Circuit Court Thursday. In a post on X, the plaintiffs allege that in their haste to rush a constitutional amendment onto the ballot, the General Assembly violated numerous existing statutes governing the legislative process and ballot placement. It's 8:31 on Casey & Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know, in times like these, with market swings, tax uncertainty, constant headlines, having a clear retirement strategy matters more than ever. Now, you've worked very hard to build your savings. The next step is making sure that your plan is built to protect what you have and support the future that you want. That's why I recommend to you Paresh Shah and Shamik Shah with Safe Retirement Solutions. Paresh and Shamik are financial educators and trusted radio hosts right here on WCBM. They work with individuals and families to create retirement strategies that are designed around long-term security, clarity, and peace of mind. If you'd like a second opinion on your retirement plan, call Safe Retirement Solutions today. It's 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. You can schedule an in-person or Zoom meeting. Again, 410-266-1120, or just go to pearshaw.com.
8:33 on Casey & Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
So that is a wreck on the northbound side of 295, right up around 197, with a backup there at least a mile on the northbound side. So be prepared for that. We were confirmed just a couple of minutes ago. Park police are in that area. Inner loop of the Capitol Beltway, that wreck was onto the shoulder on the inner loop near 450, and that would be a local problem there for the traffic from College Park going around to the accident scene. Most of that, I think, is going to be on the shoulder. In the meantime, lanes are clear at both the tunnels. I don't see anything late on the Beltway. It looks like the west side is running just fine from Liberty Road down through the ramps at I-70. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, very hot and humid today with temperatures in the low 90s, feeling temperatures in the 100s, plus a chance for some late day showers and storms. Some showers linger tonight with temperatures in the muggy low 70s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
O's and Rangers tonight begin a three-game set in Arlington. Important as the Birds are in the thick of it in the American League, one game behind the Rangers for the third wild card. And what a wild chase this is, with no less than four teams with 59 losses. The Birds are among them. The Rangers have 58, and the Mariners have 60. Shane Baz takes the hill for Baltimore at 8:15 tonight opposite Nathan Eovaldi. By the way, Birds batting just 186 in their last 10 games. They're 5-5 in that stretch. Meanwhile, more from ESPN senior baseball analyst Buster Olney on the dysfunction of the Orioles organization.
And I don't know how you're going to inspire the fan base. It's waiting to be inspired if you keep on saying, yeah, but off in the distance. And it's pretty clear. The other part we're not hearing from them is, you know what? We've done a really bad job of developing our prospects. It's clear that so many guys have stalled. What would give anyone the confidence, based on what they've done so far, that they're actually going to help these guys they just got from Boston better?
These comments made on the Be More Baseball podcast, which is available at BaltimoreSun.com. The Ravens with the day off today, well-deserved after battling the 95-degree heat in Owings Mills yesterday. Chippiness everywhere with Carson Vinson and Tavius Robinson, the main event. Meanwhile, we heard from rookie second-round pick Zion Young for the first time yesterday. The edge setter out of Missouri was asked if there's anything that surprised him about adjusting to the NFL.
The day starts at 8, you know, guys in here at 5:30. You don't really see a lot of that in college.
They're pretty serious about it in the NFL. Who are the best quarterbacks in the NFL? Well, according to NFL executives, it's interesting you ask. 191 of the 200 possible votes went to five quarterbacks who made the top tier. And they are in order: Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, Matthew Stafford, Joe Burrow, and Dak Prescott, who moved up from tier two. Replacing Prescott in tier two this year is Lamar, who who is at number six. And last, of course, take your pick, anyone from the Cleveland Browns. Injury news out of the tennis world is superstar Carlos Alcaraz pulled out of the upcoming Cincinnati Open while he continues rehab on his injured wrist. And finally, on this date in baseball history, we take you back 70 years to the day, August 7th, 1956, Orange Bowl, Miami, Florida. 57,000 fans pack into the stadium to watch Satchel Paige of the Miami Marlins beat the Columbus Jets 6-2. It was the largest ever crowd recorded in minor league baseball history. The time now is 8:37. Sean, have a great weekend. And that
you do the same, Gary. Thanks so much.
It's Stein on Sports.
Do you need a new roof? Call Badger at 443-NEW-ROOF. At Badger Contracting, we inspect your roof, give you a free estimate, and work to improve and protect your home. We are a trusted local company that's worked on thousands of roofs, large and small. Call now, get a free estimate, 20% off your new roof, and a free gutter system. Call me, Barry Flax, at 443-NEW-ROOF. For immediate response, call 443-NEW-ROOF. Badger Contracting. Our job is your satisfaction.
Now back to Casey and Company in the morning on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
8:37, 23 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock. It is Friday morning and time once again to meet with Councilman Nino Mangione, Republican Baltimore County Council. Good morning, Nino.
Sean, good morning. Thank you. It's always a pleasure to be with you.
Yeah, it was a great job for you filling in for Kim yesterday. So really good program. I enjoyed hearing Congressman Harris and Governor Ehrlich. So it really, really was fascinating.
It was a lot of fun, Sean, and a lot easier to wake up for than your show. how you've done it for 30 years is beyond me, getting up at 2:30.
Yeah, it's going to be 34 years this November. So it's crazy.
You do a great job.
Biological clock. You know, you get used to it like anything else does. But I want to talk about the first lawsuit has now been filed in the stopping the redistricting referendum, the constitutional amendment by the Maryland Freedom Caucus through an outside group. And where do you think it's going to go? Do you think they have the legal chops to get this done? Or, as I do you think the judges are just going to swat it down?
Well, number one, it's great that they filed the lawsuit and they're taking this redistricting power grab to court, as they should. And it's filed in this Anne Arundel County, and obviously seeking to stop this ridiculous constitutional amendment. And the argument here from this lawsuit is that they've actually suspended their very own legislative rules and ignoring the statutory deadlines that they put forth, and are rushing this amendment through the process to get it before the voters. And I'm optimistic. I mean, we did win with the courts years ago, but now, of course, it's a little bit different than trying to upend the Constitution here. And really, you just remember how we got here. Governor Westmore leading the way, and Congressman Harris. I had an interesting question for him yesterday, Sean. I was like, is it more of the pressure from the national scene, or is this Governor Moore and his ambitions? And he laid out Governor Moore, rightfully so, because him and the Annapolis Democrats, They called all of our delegates, all of our senators, back into that special session this week, wasting tax dollars to remove only one long-standing Republican, and also to remove the requirements, all at the basis, Sean, of removing basic requirements that people expect when you draw a congressional or any legislative district, that they would just have some type of geographic boundary, for God's sakes. But the Democrats, we know what they're about. They are hell-bent on power. They want fewer restrictions here so they can draw that map and get rid of Congressman Harris. He's fighting back. Obviously, here the Freedom Caucus and the Republicans are all fighting back, taking this to the courts. It's absurd. They control the governor's house, the mansion, I should say. They control the supermajority in the House and Senate, 7 out of the 8 congressional seats. And now they want to change the Constitution itself, and it's just, I know we've hit on this a lot this week, but I cannot emphasize enough, we have an election roughly 3 months away, less than 3 months away, and if you think about the priorities here, Sean, people are getting crushed. I mean, high taxes in this state, the energy bills, it is an affordability crisis, really, the economy struggling. CNBC said we're number two in the worst in the whole country, and Governor Moore and the Democrats pull this emergency special session to protect their political power.
Yeah, I want to know where the emergency is, though. What's the emergency?
There is none.
Yeah. It's, I mean, and I would think, so this, you know, that is they're supposed to do it on an emergency basis, and I just think that that's a tough thing to justify between any court, but we'll see. I mean, these are Democrat appointed judges. It's rare they go against the legislature. They don't like to intervene in these kinds of cases. So we'll see what happens, but at least.
Well, Sean, I fear you could be correct, but, and I want to emphasize one last point here. This is the Constitution. Constitutions, this is what people need to understand, are supposed to protect the public from politicians abusing their power here. And the rules are supposed to restrain them to some degree, the majority. And that means nothing to them, especially when the majority controls every level of government like they do here. You do not just rewrite the Constitution or the safeguards there simply because they stand in the way of a little bit more power. This is exactly what happens with one-party government.
You may have a point there,
Sean.
Yeah, because in this particular case, the Constitution and our form of government is supposed to protect the rights of the minority. And I'm not just talking about, you know, minorities as far as, non-Caucasians. I'm talking about the rights of a political minority. And if there's ever been a political minority, it's here in the state of Maryland, where we haven't controlled the Senate since 1900, the House since 1920, and haven't had never had all three executive and both houses ever in the history of Maryland. So if a judge looks at this as protecting the rights of the minority, this might be an interesting case.
Yeah, sure. I just have the people. They are not just gerrymandering. That's been going on for a long time. But this one-party government is changing the rules, changing the Constitution for one more seat, a little bit more power when they damn near dominate all of it. People need to realize just how power corrupt they are.
All right, more with Councilman Nino Mangione coming up in just a second. 8:43, traffic weather on the threes with the update. Here is the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
All three of the late problems are in Prince George's County. The wreck on the interloop of the Capitol Beltway at Route 450, that's backed up to College Park. Two wrecks now on the BW Parkway, both northbound, one inside the Capitol Beltway at Riverdale Road, and then further up northbound between 197 and 198, and that backup is going back almost now to the Capitol Beltway. So that's a big problem there. Everybody locally, at least on the Beltway, on 695 is good. We're absolutely clear southbound at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. I'll talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. It's going to be hot and humid today. Low 90s. Going to feel like 100 or so with that humidity. Chance for late day showers and storms continue. Right now, sunny and 80 in Annapolis. And right now, it is 77 in Bel Air. Councilman Nina Mangione is with us here on our Newsmaker Hotline. The other big story this week is the Preakness and what's going to happen to the Triple Crown. Looks like we're going to maintain and retain the Preakness, but the Triple Crown is in jeopardy. And the governor, Nino, says he had no warning this was coming.
Sean, I can't think of a more, again, another embarrassment here for Maryland, another example of Governor Moore and his administration. It's just, to me, it seems they're completely out of their depth. Think about what he just said and what you just said there that came from the governor's spokesperson. Maryland is spending $400 million to rebuild Pimlico. They're spending nearly $50 million on buying Laurel Park. They spent $85 million to get the rights for the Preakness. And after committing all of that money, Governor Wes Moore is admitting it had absolutely no advance notice, I guess you could say, of Churchill Downs and this New York group that they were creating a major championship. And they found out, according to them, like the rest of us, but even worse, Kentucky Derby and the Belmont Stakes is in, and the Preakness, the middle jewel of the Triple Crown, 150 years or whatever it is out. So how do you spend hundreds of millions of tax dollars putting Maryland into the horse racing business and not even have a seat at the table when the future of the industry is being discussed? It's not leadership, it's incompetence, and
I mean, you're not even aware of what they're even planning to do. And it's exactly why, Sean, I voted against this scheme from the very start. I love the Preakness. I love how the horse racing industry. I've met a lot of people that work very hard in the what it means to our ag industry and everything that goes along with it. But it was a boondoggle, and government had no business gambling hundreds of millions of tax dollars on an industry that it has no idea about. It's a complicated industry. There's how many people have we all met that get into the horses, or maybe they buy a horse and or gamble on horses, and all they do is lose money. It's a very complicated industry. And here comes the state of Maryland. Let's spend $500,000 and waste the Maryland taxpayers' funds by that tune. And now the taxpayers are watching as his administration is just blindsided by, I guess you could say, the horse industry. He told us that the state of Maryland could manage. The taxpayers deserve better, Sean, and it looks so much like a $500 million boondoggle right now.
All right, that being said, and I agree with you, how do you explain so many business groups? And you got the Maryland Jockey Club, Horse Racing Commission, Greater Baltimore Committee, I-95 Group, Chamber of Commerce, all seem to be in love with this deal. They're praising this deal up one side, down the other.
Well, let's be honest. I mean, there's a lot of good people that do a lot of good work in some of those groups, but they're all basically quasi-political groups. And at the end of the day, I mean, they have to cheerlead. We're all going to cheerlead that it works. We don't want to see Maryland fail. We don't want to see the Preakness diminished. But let's just see the writing on the walls here. Number one, you had a situation where some of these great horses that win the Kentucky Derby were not coming to the Preakness. You had, after COVID, all that debacle, you had a diminished crowd almost from 110,000 people to 60, 65,000 people. You have an industry of horse racing that is nowhere near what it was at its peak. And obviously, the economic impact of the Preakness helps all those groups, and that's a good thing. But when you have this type of massive $500 million investment plus the interest that goes along with it, and then you have this huge racing group, Churchill Downs, the biggest, and their partnership with this New York group, and they go on and say, the hell with Maryland, after we decided to upstage them with the bid, which we should have just let them take the bid of $85 million so they can bring their horse racing expertise to the state of Maryland and make a deal with them saying, don't ever leave Baltimore, something along those lines. Instead, we put all of our eggs in one basket. And it turned out they basically said, well, we don't need you as much as you need us.
Yeah, the all-time snub, that's for sure. Councilman, thanks again for joining us here this morning, and you have a great weekend. We'll talk to you next Friday.
John, have a great weekend. Thank you.
That's Councilman Nino Mangione, Republican, Baltimore County. Time for our feel-good news segment of the day.
I need some good news, baby. It's like the world's gone crazy. Give me some good news, baby. Give it to me. Give it to me.
Brought to you by Town Appliance. A 97-year-old woman in England broke her own Guinness World Record as the world's oldest female wingwalker. Her name is Betty Bromage, and this is now the sixth time she's been wingwalking since she was 87. Her previous record-setting wingwalk came in 2022 when she was 93.
Are you a bit nervous?
No. Never nervous. The word can't is not really my vocabulary. I never thought she'd do anything like that.
And you are officially amazing!
Great. Bit bumpy, but it was great.
Just amazing to me. 97 years of age. It's all about how you feel, how young you are, right? Brought to you by Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road and Owings Mills, for all your appliance needs.
Attention all grillers. Want to impress your family and friends this 4th of July and beyond? Here's your chance at Town Appliance at Owings Mills for their huge holiday event. They have the best grills on display in their showroom, like Heston, Weber, Coyote, XL, and Lynx. Plus, over 70 top appliance brands. Mayer & Mayer makes shopping simple, easy, and fun with flexible financing to fit your budget. They're open Sunday through Friday. All you have to do is visit townappliance.com today.
Tommy's Antiques and Collectibles, where hidden value is waiting in every room. Up in the attic, we're buying vintage trains like Lionel American Flyer. Down in the basement, Baltimore beer memorabilia from Natty Bo and Gunther. In the dining room, flatware by Kirk and Steve. In the bedroom, costume jewelry. And don't forget that safe packed with coins. At Tommy's Antiques and Collectibles, we come to you, buy on the spot, and we're trusted throughout your neighborhood. Call Tommy's today at 410-344-6603. 410-344-6603. We look forward to meeting you.
It's time to listen to you, the listener. Go to WCBM.com and vote on WCBM's latest poll. It's fun, it's fast, and let us know what you want more of on WCBM.com.
8:51, still to come. America 250 celebration. We'll do that in just a second. This is a big story from the most secure election in history. Remember, we were told that in 2020? The contempt and loathing the Democrat Party has for the American voter is actually absolutely staggering, because they know they'll never win another election if they clean things up. Newly declassified documents reveal that a hacker stole 633,000 voter registration files from an election site in Maricopa County, that's in Phoenix, Arizona, the night before the 2020 election. Despite getting confession from the suspect, the Biden DOJ refused to prosecute. The White House Government Transparency Task Force released FBI documents detailing the breach, confirmed by FBI Director Kash Patel. The self-described hacker used a PowerShell script, confessed to agents, had evidence seized from the Fountain Hills home, but prosecutors in multiple Arizona offices declined to press charges. Why is that? Commentators pointed to the decision as remarkable for such a large compromise of confidential voter data, 633,000 files, and the ongoing release of declassified election materials, highlighting the vulnerabilities our system truly has. So you've got, number one, the fact that it was hacked, number two, it wasn't prosecuted, and number three, it's now been covered up. It is just, again, that's the reason why we need the Save America Act, and we need it today. 8:53, time for traffic, weather on the threes. Once again, the update with the king of all traffic, the final report of the week, Chuck Whitaker.
Going to be some road work soon, if they're not there already. The inner loop near the ramp at Bel Air Road, so right there at exit 32. Keep an eye out for that. They're going to be setting up shortly. Right now, looks like they're not quite in there yet. The cleanup on the wreck and the BW Parkway northbound coming up to 197 just in the last look about 3 minutes ago was actually improving on the northbound side, which would indicate the vehicles probably now are on the shoulder. The other wreck is inside the Capitol Beltway northbound at Riverdale Road, and it looks like we're still a bit slow from the wreck on the inner loop of the Capitol Beltway at Route 450. All of that happening there in Prince George's County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, hot, humid, you know the routine by now. It's going to be one of those hot August days, late showers and storms, and, the heat index well into the 100s. Right now we're climbing. It's already humid out there, 81 in Annapolis and 80 degrees in Ocean City. They'd say it's Kim Klasick weather, folks. Absolutely. Kim is here, and she is ready to roll.
Absolutely. Good morning,
Chuck. Good morning.
Got two guests coming up today. One in studio, they'll get Ryan Araki. They just filed that lawsuit with the Maryland House Freedom Caucus. So he'll be here at 9:35 a.m. to explain.
Okay.
Also, Tori Snow, of course, I wasn't here yesterday, so he'll be on at 10 o'clock today to talk about his latest op-ed in the Baltimore Sun. Of course, it has to do with the special session. And we got to spend some time. There's a couple of different topics locally. Mayor Brandon Scott's wife back in the headlines thanks to Spotlight of Maryland.
Apparently, does this explain why he doesn't want to cooperate with Isabel Cummings?
I have a feeling there's lots of things like this.
But this is personal.
This is very personal. Yeah. And so now they're looking into how much money his wife received from the youth fund. They have been using this as a slush fund for many, many years. Right. And as far as I know, her Be More Empowered nonprofit didn't actually work with the youth. So it's going to be very interesting to see what comes of this. I know the Inspector General is very busy, but hopefully she gets on top of this one as well. And I did not get to weigh in yet on the Preakness press conference held by not Governor Wes Moore, but Don Moore. And I was very surprised by that because she is the co-chair of the Preakness Festival. So she opened up the press conference with all of the buzzwords and activism. And I was nauseous just listening to it, John. But it's just, it's so crazy.
I got somebody did it, Kim.
Yeah, it's so crazy to me. Now you can kind of see where there's this disconnect in the communication. I did reach out to Churchill Downs. I know I forwarded that over to you as well.
Yeah, I saw that. I did the same thing, got the same response. Nobody's talking.
And look, I'm not willing to completely blame Wes Moore on this decision, okay? Right. I think there's a lot of people involved.
All the players.
It's very complicated. But we will talk about all that more.
Coming up next, don't miss Kim Klasick Live. Time once again for our America 250 celebration, brought to you by the Smile Design Center. America 250 brought to you by the Smile Design Center. Call 410-321-1100. Benjamin Franklin, one of our Pennsylvania delegates, was born in Boston, the son of a tallow handler, soaper, and candle maker. His father had 17 children from his first wife, and Ben's mom, she was the mother of eight. He was the eighth of 10 children. He eventually would make his way to Philadelphia. He was self-educated, by the way, never went to college. Made his way to Philadelphia, where he became a publisher and a printer, the Pennsylvania Gazette. Filled it with essays. Don't forget Poor Richard's Almanac under the pseudonym of Richard Saunders in 1732. He proved to be a social innovator and community activist. He created the first volunteer firefighting company. He founded the American Philosophical Society. Thanks to Franklin, we owe the Franklin Stove, bifocal glasses, the lightning rod, and urinary catheter. He never attended any colleges. He eventually, in May of 1775, would return to America after serving in England. He was there for shots, had been fired at Lexington and Concord. He was in the Second Continental Congress there representing Pennsylvania. Again, he did make some edits to the Declaration of Independence. In October 1776, Congress appointed Franklin its Commissioner of the United States in France, where he did an excellent job, including helping secure favorable terms in the Treaty of Paris that ensured American independence. Franklin returned home in 1785. Next to George Washington, he was the most widely known and most widely praised champion of American liberty. Unfortunately, he was overweight, plagued by gout and kidney stones, and on April 17th, 1790, Ben Franklin died of an acute attack of pleurisy. His funeral was attended by 20,000 people. And that's a look at America 250, brought to you by Smile Design.
WCBM Baltimore.
You've heard me say many times, Dr. Learfield of the Smile Design Center in Lutherville is the best. And right now, he's an amazing offer for anyone wanting to try Botox at a reduced cost. This is a great deal with a premier doctor. Dr. Learfield is looking for just 10 model Botox patients for before and after promotional photos. And he's offering deeply discounted rates. But you must act fast. This campaign is strictly limited to just 10 patients. Call 410-321-1100 to see if you qualify. That's 410-321-1100. Again, a limited time offer. Act fast.
WCBM Baltimore.
Stay tuned for Kim. Have a great weekend. Back on Monday. Until then, God bless our troops. God bless America.
This is the right choice for Maryland. Talk Radio 680.